Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
I'm up. I see maybe the beautiful Patricia here. I'm not quite sure you can hear me. I'm not quite sure I'm live because we had a hard time, but I see Patricia. Let me see. Lovely Pat,
hi.
Can you hear me? Hi.
I can.
I'm going to give you my sexy voice. Hello, Patty. How are you?
Okay.
even my sexy voice makes you laugh. That's what, oh, my God. Hello.
No, it's when somebody tells me they're going to do it, and then they do it. It's a little funny.
Yes. Well, remind me to say, I'm going to rock your world, babe. It's good to hear your voice. Can you really hear me? Because we've been having technical difficulties.
Yes, I can really hear you. And it took me a while to get into the show, though.
We only VIPs are allowed to come in, and they had to see your credentials, and they say, oh, that's Patricia Overline or Overline. She's a VIP, so let her come in. Thank you, Bergen. Thank you for coming in. Thank you
Fifth
for coming
try,
in.
But yeah, I got here.
I'm going to give you a hint. Let's see if you can figure out this puzzle, okay? What does Brian and Santa Claus have in common?
I have no idea.
All righty. Well, we're going to find out. That's the clue for today, and we'll find out by the end of the show. Welcome to the show, everybody. I am Mr. Pat Oberlin. That's who I am. I am your host, Brian Jackson. Thank you. I am on the air. It's been 4 days that I've been visiting. I had a great show yesterday, but too bad nobody heard it because we had technical difficulties. Blog Talk did apologize. It says, sorry for the inconvenience. We're having technical difficulties, but what we're going to do is reward you another free month of Blog Talk. Whoopie. So you're going to reward me a free month so I can get listeners to go to Blog Talk so they can sign up and make you money. Okay, I see how that works. Happy holidays, you bastards, you dirty, filthy animals. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Today's subject,
I know,
everybody,
Brian.
Here we go. Yes. I'm going to talk to you. Every time I talk to you, I'm going to give you the sexy voice. Yes.
Okay. I think the blog talk was down because of the severe sun activity.
It could be. It could be the mysterious. I know that they have in Alaska right now, people are going to see the northern lights. There's a lot of activity going on with the solar system and the solar moon.
Yeah.
And speaking of the solar moon, that's when Brian pulls down his pants right around 9 p.m. and the moon's out and you see two moons. There you go. Pick which one you'd like to see. Which one? Which one brings you happy? One's made out of cheese and the other one's made out of pure pleasure. I'm kidding. Okay, here we go. The show is brought to you by, of course, the sponsor's been really good to us, Patricia Oberlein's Bakery. We have gotten a lot of requests for Patricia Oberlein's Bakery, home of patty cakes. Bestseller. There are people who tasted her brownies last year, and they're still tripping right now. They're coming down. One bite, and you're hooked. Of her brownies. So that's what I'm saying. So don't forget to visit, but if you're in Canada, Niagara Falls, don't forget to visit Patricia Oberlein's Bakery. Because like they say in Niagara Falls, if you're in Niagara Falls, she will pick you up. That's her slogan.
Showing stuff I don't have.
I know. And we're making a lot of money. Get to work, lady. Bake. We'll put an apron on John, and he'll work like a sweatshop kid. There you go. No breaks for you, buddy. We gotta make those brownies. Welcome to the show, everybody. We got a big listening audience. I just checked the ratings, and we're higher than Pat on a Friday night. And that's pretty high. Our ratings are higher than Pat. And that's pretty high.
I've been slowing down, though. I've been slowing down.
Have you really?
Ah. Yeah, a little bit.
Wow. Why is that?
Yeah.
It's because are you getting a good night's sleep, or are you not staying up as much? Why are you slowing down?
No, I'm slowing down because, I don't know, I just haven't been putting as much in, you know, like it just, I didn't need it, so I've been slowing down.
That's probably because I've been offline, I've been working, because usually Pat will come on, it'll be late where she is, I'm at the computer, and Pat will say, really nice, in a nice voice, hi, Brian. I go, oh, hey, Pat, I'm vaping, I'm in row one right now, okay. And then we blow smoke at each other. And then Pat goes, I'm leaving now because I'm going to go watch some cartoons. Bye-bye. And then I think, who is that masked woman? that's basically it in a nutshell. Am I lying, Pat? That's just basically it in a nutshell.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's the end of it. That's the best in the end of it. Well, I'm going to go watch my cartoons. Okay, I'm going to go make some typos and pretend that I'm sober. Okay, have a good night. And that was it.
Yeah, the cartoons.
The cartoons. They're calling me, Brian. Okay. So that's it. Let me see here. I have that soundbite, and I can't find it. There's a special soundbite I did for Miss Pat, and I don't have it here. Okay, I don't have it. Nope, I don't have it. Okay, so anyway, title of the show, let's get going. Right now, it's been a long time, get going. A lot of people are listening to us. My thing is going crazy. Donald Trump is fucking up. This guy's pissing me the fuck off. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Trump Towers, and I'm going to claim that Trump has sexually abused me, and I'm going to the press to let him know that I have been, not only that he something by the pussy, but he yanked my crank. You know what I'm saying? And I don't appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like some of you
are
have
you
the
really?
Elf on the shelf. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to let you know that I'm filing for a sexual harassment thing. He grabbed her by the pussy, but he yanked my crank. I don't appreciate Mr. Trump pulling my penis. Don't do it. I'm going to the press right now, lady. That's what I'm going to do. If he could spread rumors, I could spread rumors, right? And next thing you know, you're going to see me in a press conference with a blue dot over my face so you can't tell who I am. My voice is going to be distorted like a weird computer creepo voice. Ow. I'm going to sound just like that. With it crying and everything, crying and shit. How Trump just kind of yanked my crank. We're going to make that call.
I think it works.
I know, and it's not supposed to, but I'm going to tell you what's really going on right now, and it's really horrible. Okay, here we go, everybody. We're talking serious. I'm putting, as we do in acting, I'm pretending you have your palm is in front of your face, and you put it right by your forehead, and you slowly go down, down, down to your chin, meaning, okay, cut scene, and now you're serious. So you're changing personalities right now, and here we go. I'm palm is coming down. Okay, serious shit down. Hello. Serious shit. Title of the show, illegal aliens can now arrest American citizens and they carry weapons in California. We're going to get to that. That's very serious. This is in California. Texas right now is having, we're
Are
having
you
an immigration
serious?
Problem. I am very serious. We have now illegal immigrants can now become police officers, carry a gun, and arrest legal citizens in California. And we're going to get into that story. Yeah, we're going to get in, only in California, we're going to get in that story. What's going on in Texas, I can't believe how many people are coming over our border. I don't have it up right now. I'm talking hundreds of thousands. I'm talking thousands and thousands of people crossing our border every day.
Yeah, they have
Trump
to
did
something.
Yeah, how is it in Canada? You guys must be worse than we are, because
no,
guys
we
just
invite
have
them.
You, exactly. It's a tea party, eh? Exactly.
We've got lots of land, Brian. Lots of land.
Lots. Give me some land, lots of. Remember that song? Give me some land, lots of land, lots of land. Don't thank me. And remember that one? That's a cowboy sound song.
Oh, that's.
You remember that one? Yeah,
that's
but it's a cowboy.
60s or
it's
50s
a cow-
or something.
Yes. I'm 87, baby. And that's in my planet. In my planet, because I'm not from here. I told you I'm from another planet. We have dog ears, so our ears is kind of double. There you go. So my planet... I'm not allowed to drive anymore. It's like the old joke with Melissa, if she's listening. When my spaceship, we have prescription glass. That's how bad our eyesight is. Okay, where are we going? So my planet, give me, come on, you remember, sing it with me, Pat. Give me land. Is
oh,
land?
No, I don't know it well enough. And I'm a crap
just a little
singer.
Oh, you're not a crap singer.
I am.
No, you're not. Let me see. Okay, is this it? I just want to play a little bit of you guys know about it. You know this song. I do this for Pat. And don't forget the clue. What does Brian and Santa have in common? Here's the song. Here you go. This is for you, Pat.
While Cap Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when that sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in, let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in, let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me on forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in, just turn me loose.
Thank you anymore. You're going to have
that
to pay for it or
like
come
it
to the
was from the 30s. Was that
well,
from the 30s?
No, it was Roy Rogers singing a song. And the year was, you know, I think it was the 50s. I don't think it was the 30s. I don't think it was that. Is it really? It doesn't tell me when it was.
Roy Rogers,
but I'm thinking it was the 50s.
Actually before me.
Yes, it was. You would ride him like Trigger, wouldn't you? Yeehaw, cowboy! Come here. Have you ever been with a cow? Have you ever been with a cowboy, Pat?
No.
A
no,
real
no.
cow. Have you a real American cowboy girl? Have you ever been with one?
No.
Howdy, man.
Can't say how.
Have you ever been interested in being with a cowboy?
in your
fantasy? Like he's
no,
coming up
because,
on a horse?
There wasn't
yeah.
any around here.
Well,
you know.
We could, well, if there was one, I mean, you get on my horse. If I was a cowboy, you can get on my horse and we can go around and shoot Indians, just like old days. And steal their land.
Oh, I would mm-hmm. never shoot an Indian.
You would shoot an Indian. You would shoot an Indian.
No, no.
You'll pull the trigger faster than you can say, you got another cigarette partner. I go, there goes Pat. There she goes, shooting Indians. I go, Pat, what are you doing? We need the land for Canada, eh? Okay. Here we go. Come on, Pat. You never had a fantasy with a cowboy, a real live cowboy? Come on. Here you go, Pat.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountain rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Yeah, cowgirl.
There you go, Pat. Don't get all romantic. Look at you. You want to ride that pony?
Yeah, that song really brings back memories from when I was really small.
Yeah. Oh, when you're really small. You were a little girl back then, weren't you? See?
Yeah, I was.
See that? Yeah. Have you ever rode a horse, Pat? Have you ever rode a horse?
Oh, I used to all the time, yeah.
Really?
I had
a, you have a lot
really
of...
good accident on a horse.
You had an accident on a horse? What happened?
Yeah, well, it didn't have a bit in its mouth, and it was somebody's private horse, and I was a good rider, but this horse had it in for me. So it took off running, and it went through a field, and then it went through somebody's backyard, and this woman comes out screaming, get those horses off my property.
Somebody's backyard?
Yeah, but
I don't know.
It was a big backyard, okay? This is like in the country.
Right,
and
right.
She had, the bitch had wires strung up a horse level between the trees.
Wow. Wow.
Almost decapitated me.
Oh,
I saw
damn.
The wire at the last second drop my face. It hit me across the cheek. It would have got my neck.
Wow. No, no.
So
I almost had that happen too.
I got dragged about a block.
Yeah. I had that happen
it
to
was,
me once,
it
too.
It was so much fun.
Was
mm-hmm.
it fun? I had a horse get away from me
oh,
and he just
no,
took
I...
off. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
and he took off.
He did punch
well, he
in
took
the
off.
Nose when I got up.
Well, when he took off, he knew the trail. But he was running under a low branch. You know, I was ducking like, you know, it was nothing to the horse because the horse is clearing his shit. But I was standing 6 foot
doing.
In a, yeah, I was standing 6 foot in the saddle. I'm going horsey. There's branches that are kind of low, and I had to keep ducking and riding to my chin to the saddle because sometimes they do take off. I mean, it's scary sometimes when they do that. And
One go up the highway with me, Brian.
Did you really?
The trail was beside the highway. The little bugger decided to take the asphalt. I had a big transport truck behind me.
Wow.
He was kind of beeping his horn, and I'm like, I'm trying to get it off the road.
Wow. Yeah.
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 I was about 16 when that happened.
Yeah, sometimes it could be rough. Okay. Yeah, that's true. I'm glad you made it. Yeah, those little guys or something. I just love writing them. Okay, going back to the show. You know, the world is really fucked up. There's no other way to say it. It's fucked up with a capital fuck and a capital uck. It is fucked. I don't know what it is in Canada, but we're losing our shit here. You guys call it the colonies, or in the U.S. of A. We're losing our shit.
Why?
Trump is on a rampage, speaking Hitler talk about bloodlines.
Oh, I know.
We're the USA talking about, they reversed the thing about abortion, and women don't have the control of deciding if they want to get abortion or not because the state is taking care of it.
Terrible.
I just heard right now that Texas governor is shipping immigrants in a private plane to somewhere else off of his land and just shipping them somewhere. He used to ship them to California, and they would have stopped to that. Our border is out of control. We got Biden. I mean, it is, and then of course we got Israeli, and we got the Gaza war, and then we got the Iran. People are fucking with us, and we're shooting at them, and they're shooting our drones down. The world is it's like a fuck toy. You know what I mean? It's fucked up with no pleasure in it at all. It's like a fuck toy that ran out of batteries, and the batteries don't exist anymore. It is just chaos. Chaos, with a capital C-H-O-S. No, that's not chaos. How do you spell chaos? Well, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. C-H-O-S. We are in California. Yeah, and California is if you come to California and you see, if you ever see any of the advertisements about come to California and there's Disney, right now Mickey Mouse is suing somebody for sexual harassment. It is hard. It is, and we think it's goofy because he has that look on his face like he's guilty anyway. It is just nuts. We in California, they upped the ante. I don't have the price. I don't have the amount with me, but go with me for a minute. In California, let's just say it was like $1,000 that you could steal. At first, I think it was $500, and then they went to $1,000. But let's go $500. Initially, if you went in and you stole something in a store, if it was under $500, the value of the merchandise was under $500, it was a ticket. It's like throwing litter. It's like, okay, you get a ticket. You're not going to jail. It's a ticket. So that means you could go in and steal 499 stuff worth of shit, get caught, you're not going to go to jail, you're going to appear in court, and it's a ticket. That's what it is. Now, if you steal anything over $500, it's a felony, and they put your ass in jail. All right. So
does that include the taxes?
Include the taxes, too. Yes, you're actually right. Because it's the value of the merchandise, and that would include the taxes. You're actually right. So we have this fucktard who is our district attorney that don't like to put people in jail. Ever since it was COVID, that they were afraid of the jail population getting overpopulated, whatever. So this fucktard decided to clean out the jails. It was too dangerous for them. It started off first like, let's release, you know, the people who are not violent. Maybe they're on marijuana, but, you know, victimless crimes. You know, maybe they got prostitutes or they got busted on marijuana. Let's release those guys first. and let's get some space for the jails. Then it went up to, then they said, you know what, we're still getting a lot of people in jail. This is California. The criminals are here on vacation. So let's raise the limit from $500, and I'll get the right amount, I'm just giving you an example, to $2,000, meaning now if you steal anything less than $2,000, it's a ticket. Anything over $2,000, it's a felony. You're going to jail. Because this is his way of making sure we don't overcrowd the jails. And meanwhile, let's still release the nonviolent offenders and, you know, stuff like that, clear out the jail. Well, they found out that didn't work. So the fucktard raised it from $2,000. I want to make sure I'm getting this right because I'm over the airwaves, and this is really serious shit. What is the amount? And you're going to be surprised. What is the amount? I'm doing it with one finger. Amount of theft that is a felony. I should have put value, but that's a felony. Okay, between $1,000 and $2,500. These are the right price. Between $1,000 and $2,500, the stolen property value is often what determines if the crime is a felony or a misdemeanor. In order to be a felony theft, the value of the property must exceed a minimum amount established by the law. And that typically between $1,000 and $2,500 before it becomes a felony. They did raise it from $500. It used to be $500. So we're trying to get people out of jail. In order to be a felony theft, the value of the property, I just read that. And let me see if I can just hit that. I just don't want, let me see, get more information. Isn't that amazing, though? The amount of theft that is considered a felony varies from state to state. Each state sets a statutory definition of which thefts are felonies and which are misdemeanors. In most states, the value of property stolen must exceed $2,500. In most states, I just thought it was California. However, some states have the threshold as low as $200. That's what I was trying to say. If you steal in some states, maybe Maine, maybe New Hampshire, maybe Virginia, I don't know, but if you steal something over $200, you go to the store and you're doing Christmas shopping and your Christmas theft, whatever, or even going to a grocery store, and in some states, if you steal over $200 worth of groceries, it's a felony. And most people don't think about that as a felony. You're not thinking that theft is a felony. You're just thinking it's a, you know, it's a misdemeanor crime, victimless crime. No, it's a fucking felony. And some states, it's $200. At our state in California, it's $1,000 or $2,500, depending on what you do. So I could steal something like $999. Okay, with tax, so I'm looking at $875. I'm not even joking. I could go in there and steal a TV set, a brand new TV set that may be on $425. I could steal the TV set and a microwave and maybe a vacuum cleaner, and if that doesn't equal $2,500, guess what? They're going to write me a ticket. I'm not going to jail. Now, if the price is right, and you're paying the Bob Barker price is right, dude, and you misguessed the price, and if it's over $2,500, you're going to jail and it's a felony. Isn't that weird? They raised that price. And the reason I said it is because California is getting fucking crazy. It's starting to be California, man. And we're setting the bar. We are setting the bar. And I will have a drink at that bar. Hello, 602. Welcome to the show. Is this who I think it is? Hello, 602.
Hi, Mr. Brian.
Oh, my kids, my adopted. Hello. Wait a minute, I can't hear you. Wait, say it again. Say it again.
Hi,
hello.
Mr. Brian.
Hello, children. Hello, my lovely children. How are you? I love it when they talk and they sing in chorus. They're like my background singers. They sing, they say it all together like it's a chorus. Amen. Come on, girls, with me now. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hear me now. Amen. Let me hear you.
Amen.
Oh, I love you guys. How are you? How are you?
Good.
How's Daddy?
How are you?
Well, Mr. Brian is getting old, like Santa. I used to do my shows every day. I could only do it once a year, kiddies. I'm getting older, Santa. Now, what do you want for Christmas? Because I'm making my list, and I'm going to see if you're on it. What do you want for Christmas?
They can go. I'm thinking real quick. I love, art. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
I love, art stuff. Any kind of art. Or crochet.
Okay. That sounds good. You know what you're getting? You know what you're getting instead? You're getting cash. And love it. Money is good. I'm giving you money. I'm giving you cash. But art is good. I hope you get what you want because you're one of the best kids on the planet. I miss you guys.
I love the crochet.
Oh, we're still at the crochet. Okay. Okay, well, good to crochet. You like to crochet. You're too young to crochet. I mean, isn't that big girl kind of art? Huh?
I'm not too old to crochet. I'm 12 years old.
Oh, my God. You are getting to be a young person because when I talked to you guys, you were like 9. Remember those days? Those are the good old days.
That was me.
Yes.
I was 9.
You were 9. How old are you now? Huh?
I want a Barbie. How old are you?
I could barely hear you, kiddos. One more time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My Christmas list, I have more than those two, but like my full Christmas list is headphones, stuff for my clarinet. And a Barbie Dream House and tablet.
Well, I'm going to play Santa. Ho. Well, you know you've been a good little girl. You're talking to Hammer Claus. Ho. I like it. But Hammer Claus cannot afford the Barbie Dream House. I live in the ghetto. You're getting cash. Sorry, kids. Sorry. Yes. I'm making that list. And you're getting a Barbie dream house, but she happened to live in Compton. That's on my budget. Kidding. She has bars on her window, but it's still a nice house for her. There might be squatters, but they're fine. I see
what
that joke does. Yes?
What I want for Christmas is it was Cardinals gear, and I like Jordan 1s.
Wow, that's expensive. Oh, you're getting cash. I can't afford that. You're getting cash in one shoe. I can't afford the other shoe. They're expensive. I'm on a budget, kid. I'm on a budget. That sounds like a great. I hate to tell you, but Santa Claus is broke. I've been on the welfare for the past year. You will see me on a corner bringing my bell, and I'm only doing it to pay my rent. So if you see me on a corner going, ho, Santa needs some money. I'm sorry, kids. But, yeah, I hope that I put that list down, and I know what you want. And, you know, and you've been good, and I know your daddy because your daddy has a special line to Santa. And your daddy has a special line to the elves because they help him make his album. And I'm waiting for your daddy to make a Christmas album, and he doesn't do it. I don't know why. Every year I tell your daddy because I heard you guys sing. And if you make a Christmas album, it will go through the charts because you guys are so good. You know that? How come Daddy doesn't make a Christmas album?
Huh? Yes.
Well, I think I heard you guys sing, and I think you guys are the bomb. I think you guys are great. How's that?
Good.
You know what my favorite song is for Christmas? It's the most annoying song ever. I wonder if you know the song, because if you know the song, I would love to hear it from you, but I'll say it, and it's the most annoying song in the world. Here we go. We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elf. La, 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 la. We are Santa's elf. Do you guys know that song?
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Thank God.
Okay. I know. Thank God. They oh, it tells you how old Santa is. Oh, that used, that was on the, that was on the, that was on everybody's single list when I was a child. Oh, okay, we don't know that. Okay, how about Rudolph? How about Rudolph? Rudolph.
I don't know
Rudolph. You don't know that one either? You don't
I,
know that
I,
one.
If I knew
no?
it, I wouldn't be singing.
Okay, let me hear Rudolph.
I don't know it. He knows the song Rudolph.
Mm. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Okay, how about, do you know Frosty? Do you know Frosty?
Yeah.
You're in Kansas, so you must know the snow. You know Frosty song?
Yes.
Can I hear it?
Snowman, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes, the snowman. Or the ice cream, but let's go with the snowman.
Snowman yeah. was a jolly happy soul. With a corn cob pie, but in those two eyes made out of coal. Frosty, snowman, knew the sun was hot that day. So we said, let's go, we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
That you
nice
guys are
voice.
The best. This is very nice. Wow. Wow. Don't they have beautiful voices? You guys are great.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now sing "Baby It's Cold Outside." Okay, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Do you know it? Baby, it's cold outside. Do you know that
That's
song?
That's from the 30s, honey.
I know.
They know that.
Do they know? I wonder, do they know? Do you know that song? Baby, it's cold outside. No? Okay. One more song before you go. Do you,
Huh?
Huh? Do you know Santa Baby?
What's them saying?
Santa baby, come to you. Remember that one? No. Okay. No. Okay. Well, I'll sing a little bit of it, and let's see if you know that song. Let me see here. Let me see if I have it. Let me see if I have it. Let me see. Because I think you probably heard it. I think you heard it. Because that's a good song for children. Yeah.
Hey, did you know?
Okay, let me see here. Let me see here. Let's see. Okay, here it is. Okay. This is a song for ladies and females or dudes who make a transition. We won't talk about those people. They still get presents. Anywho. Pretend I'm a woman, and I'm singing this song. Okay, kids? Okay. I'm going to sing this song as Brianna. I'm no longer Brian. I am now Brianna, children. And I'm going to sing this song in the holidays. Boy, David's going to kill me. He's going to kill me. I'm going to come in there. I'm going to find you, Hammer. I'm going to find you. All right. It goes like this, children. Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Remember that song, kids? No?
No.
Okay, wait a minute. I have the second verse. I do. Think of me. I really do. I'm going to put on my Whitney Houston voice. Here it is. Here's the second voice. Santa baby, a 54 convertible too, light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Kids?
Never heard what that before.
You never heard that before? Come on. It's a good one.
I got a song.
Okay. Okay.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is coming? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy
would
give us sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, my God. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
What a voice.
That is a really great song. That's a little... I bet you know this one because I know that your father's very religious and I know that you're very religious. And I think that's great. That was pretty. I never heard that song before, but it sounds so good. I'm going to try one more that you know. Since you gave me that beautiful gift, I'm going to give you a beautiful gift. Tell me if you heard this song. Here we go. Because I used to sing this when I was a little boy. And this is when I used to sing it under the tree. And this is when my father kicked me out of the house until New Year's. But I did still like the song. Here we go. Here's the song, kids. And I give this to you. Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-rum-pum.
Oh,
a newborn. Do you know that one? You know that one?
Well, I don't know the lyrics, but I reckon.
Right. A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-rum-pum. Can you guys do my rum-pa-rum-pum? Do it with me. Our finest gift we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum.
No, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum.
That's it. To lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum.
Good job, Fred.
So, to honor him, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum.
Rum-pa-bum-bum.
When we come
to lay them for king.
Yes. Baby Jesus, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Pa-rum-pa-bum-bum.
Let the kids sing it. They do a better job.
I know.
I have a gift to bring. Pa-rum-pa-bum-bum.
Yes.
That was a good one.
To give a king. Pa-rum-pa-bum-bum.
Yes. You guys are great.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Merry Christmas, children. And you're getting all the gifts and more. Let your daddy know that whatever you want, Santa's going to bring it. If you want a car, guess what? Santa's there. Remember, Santa loves you. You are the favorites. And I know what your gifts are. They're really great. And remember, this Santa, you're getting cash. But you're still getting your other present, too. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, children, and Merry Christmas to King and to all of your families and to you, and have a good night. Yes.
What's going on, Mr. Brian?
Hey, hello, Mr. King. How you doing? They are precious. They are precious.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Just staying busy. Hey, what's going on, Miss Pat?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Just staying busy, working and stuff. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I read.
I'm busy.
I'm reading.
To see you had that song released.
Yeah, I
have to actually over the weekend and over my Christmas break, I just gotta register it and everything, and then we'll start pushing it. And so as soon as I'm done registering it, then I'll be able to send it by email to Brian, and then of course I'll be able to send you a copy as well. So, but yeah, I got a single distribution deal through Sony Orchard, and Sony Orchard's going to be they're going to be the ones to be pushing my song and stuff, so I'm pretty excited about that. So
yeah, I was reading on Facebook how well you're doing, man. Congratulations to me on my newest thing, and good morning, everyone. You're full of Christmas cheer. It's holiday. Your posts are positive. You know, I'd love to read your post, King.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Damn, I miss you, dude. I miss you, dude.
Oh yeah, man. I've been busy just working, and I got off work early today, and I'm like, man, I got to call into the show if he's on today. And so I seen the link in my notifications, and I'm like, okay, let me hurry up and call. And so I told the kids, I said, hey, we're gonna call in. You guys can talk to him.
Yep. I am glad that you came on. You know what? You need a holiday tarot card reading. Would you like one? A present from Miss
Sure.
Pat?
Sure. I was gonna call last night.
I don't know.
But I really wanted to help him get to bed, you know, so I could wake up early and get off work early today. So, but yeah, I definitely will. But I definitely miss you though, man. I was like, man, I gotta call him.
Well, I miss my brother, man. But I've been looking at you, and I see that you're doing well.
Yeah.
You know what? Your kids are getting so damn big, King. I mean, I remember a snapshot when we were sending the cake. Remember the cake from Louisiana?
Yeah.
They were that small.
Yeah.
And now I'm hearing their voice, like, you know, it's like they're young people. I mean, when they're young adults, man, how do you do it? I mean, they're getting older.
By the grace of God, man. By the grace of God, you know, everything's going good. I can't complain.
Right. Family, family's also doing good?
Oh, yeah. The family's doing all right. I know, my mom, she had went in for surgery a while back, and she's doing good, and she's doing pretty good. My dad, he's doing pretty good, and my sister, she has lupus, you know, and so she's been having problems keeping her blood pressure under control, and so hopefully the doctors will be either upping her medication or lowering her medication, or probably just keep it the same. I don't know, but she's been struggling with that, and so, and then on top of that, she has heart issues, and so it's been pretty scary,
It is, man.
Yeah, one thing.
And you know what, King? You got my number. You already know you got me on speed dial any day. You already know that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know that.
I was going to be calling you anyway if I didn't get in touch with you today on the show.
Thank you, man. But I was going to call you for the holiday. I got you on my speed dial too, man. The kids are just fabulous, man. I, mm-hmm. I love those kids like they're mine. I'm serious. I love them to death when I hear that. And I hope you didn't mind telling them that Santa's broke and, you know, and you're getting cash.
Well, at least you told them and not me, because, shoot, last year around this time, I was still rubbing. I was still rubbing nickels and dimes together. So.
I know, me. I'm doing it, too. I'm rubbing two nickels together, hoping it makes a pin. Yeah.
But, you know, there's people all around the world right now, and they probably listening to the show, but there's a lot of families right now who are just barely able to get their children something for Christmas, you know. And, you know, next week, I would like to try to bring somebody on the show who is, you know, who needs it, you know, because I don't mind giving something, but, you know, I would like to get some callers to come in who are, you know, really in need, and I would definitely like to contribute something next week. But
I know.
But yeah, I know it's like that everywhere right now. You know what I mean? But
I know.
You know, the best present to give a child is you being able to wake up in front of them and just, you know.
That's the truth, man. Amen to that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every year we're gonna lose somebody. I hate to say it.
We're gonna
lose somebody, and that chair is gonna be empty. I know it's a downer, but it's the truth, man. And then when you just just waking up and putting your arms around somebody, and say I love you, that they'll realize that's the gift. That's the gift.
Yep. You're right. Yeah. Everybody that was at your table last year won't probably not there this year. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But then let's look at the bright side. Maybe somebody's pregnant and they're going to give there's going to be a new baby born. You know, so there'll be an extra chair because it'll be a high chair, but it'll still be an extra chair because a new baby is born. How's that? Yeah. We'll look at that side. Oh, you know, I got to interview you, King, and we're going up in the thing. I'm working it by myself. I usually have people working with me. I'm developing a new crew because the old crew. I just want to say goodbye, y'all. Bye bye. I'm doing the music show, and you're my first interview playing your music and playing other music. And after the holidays, you let me know what your schedule is, because if you're free at the evening time, I'll go up in the evening time because we're gonna loop the show.
Well, the good news is. Since I've been doing pretty good at work, they're going to be moving me to third shift. So basically, I'll be able to be on the show every day starting next year. So I start third shift January 2nd. And so, you know, I'll be able to start being on the show more now. And so, of course, next week, I'll be off on next week with paid holiday,
good.
You know. So
right.
Oh, nice.
Right.
I'll be able to be on the show and, you know, I'll be able to get back on and hear everybody and, you know, because I miss it, you know. But, these hours that I've been working first shift, you know, I have to be at work at 6 and I get off at 2:30 and every day it's been busy, you know. But I thank God for everything he has put in front of me, brought in my life, all that stuff, you know. But but yeah, next year it'd be good, you know. I'll be able to get back on the show and, you know, just let everybody know I've never left, you know what I mean. I've just been busy working and it's a hard job, you know what I mean, because you know, you want to make sure
school takes a lot of energy.
He's also building airplanes and everything. I mean, that's some hard ass work that he's doing, you know. And and then he writes music, so he's like, I don't know when he sleeps,
man.
But
my schedule is pretty tight, you know. And so now that I'm gonna be working third shift, I'd be able to break up my time and get things going. And I mean, like, it's so much is being thrown at me right now. Like off air, you know, once I tell you and Miss Pat, y'all gonna be like, oh my goodness, you know. And two things I can share, I can share with you right now is I'm getting ready. I'm working on getting an article in Hype magazine, And then I'm also getting ready to, soon as I'm done registering the song, the new song, that's going to be, it's going to be played on Hot 97 in New York.
Wow.
So those are good things happening, you know. And so the person who mixed and mastered this new song, he's a Grammy Award-winning producer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he really loved the song. And, you know, he was like, yo, I like this song. And so right now, you know, we're just trying to get some things together, you know, because I want this song to really blow up, you know. And just a lot of great things are going to happen, you know. And so I'm going to try to see if my publicist can get in touch with Tyler Perry, because I would like to try to get my song to some movies and stuff, you know. And
really?
I mean, it's a lot being thrown at me right now, and that's just the tip of it, you know.
Right,
But, yeah, you know, I'm just very thankful, very thankful. I appreciate everybody for their support. And, you know, I miss everybody on the show, though. You know, I miss getting out here listening.
Well, Laverne is listening. We missed you, too. And Melissa's listening. Laverne and Melissa's listening. And Pat's here. So the morning crew is all here, my friend. They're listening, but they're not in the studio.
Right.
Yeah, the ladies are there.
Okay.
And
hi, ladies.
Like Laverne. And we added another lady, which is Miss Pat. And Miss Pat, can you do me a big favor?
What's that?
Patricia, could you give Mr. King a holiday reading, tarot card reading, if you could?
Well, I was going to do him a private one after hours.
What is going on with you? What do you mean? It sounds like it's a private dance. It's like, you know, I'm going to give him a private reading. It'll be like $20
well,
a reading. I'm going to shake my ass and tell him his future. What? What do you mean you're going to give him a private reading? What's going on with you guys? I don't know what's going on. He gets a private one. The private one is a good one because she charges money.
Well, do you want a private one too,
Brian? No, I can't afford you and your private ones. Your private ones are too expensive for me, too rich for my blood.
Really?
Too rich for me? No, you get paid for that private
reading. Well, I think if you're paying what he's paying, it'd probably work out.
You're charging Mr. King for a private reading? Oh, what?
No.
You're not giving him the discount? You're not giving him the discount? He gets the hammer discount.
Oh, my God. How much do I have to say on here?
I don't
free,
know.
Honey.
You know what I'm going to do? But I'm going to take a page out of your page. When people come in there, goes, oh, I listen to Hammer. You go, you want me to give you a private show, babe? Is that what you want? I'll give you a private show. It's going to cost your ass. It's going to be private. Wow.
Well, you know,
yes.
I can do the same for you, Brian, you know.
I know. And there's no future in me. It's like, all right, Brian, we could have done this on the radio show. You're doomed. Next. Really? Look at you two. I'm glad you two are hitting off as good friends because you're both good people. I really am. I'm glad you're hitting it and everything. So
yeah, Miss Pat is very amazing. You know, it's you know, whenever you can call and you can talk to someone about, you know, a few personal things, and they give you their insight on it, give you good feedback, great knowledge, great, you know, all that good stuff, you know. It's a blessing to have that these days, you know. You don't find too many nice people like that in the world, you know. And you know, it was some things that I was dealing with.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You could call Miss Pat on the phone, King, and you guys can discuss things. When is this happening? What's going on? What's going on behind my back? I feel like it's a down low all over again. What's going on behind my back? My God, I didn't know this was going on. Okay.
Yeah, and so,
well, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She told me that she didn't have a phone number. Can I call you, Pat? No, I don't have a phone.
Oh, come on,
how are you talking
Brian.
To me now?
It's
just in your mind, Brian.
Now?
It's just your imagination. I'm talking to you through my mind. Wow. Wow. No, I'm glad you guys are good.
I'm okay with the reading being on air, but if you want, we could do it in private. It doesn't matter.
You guys could do it in private.
No, I prefer in private.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, now I'm going to do that for my show. Hi, Brian. You know what? I would like to stay on a little longer, but I got people who want to do my show in private. And I'll be saying, they could customize my show. It's like, my name is Daria. Hello, Daria. This is Brian, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, and it's only for you, Daria. Look at me. And I'm going to come on the video, too. And I'm going to shake my ass for her, shake my moneymaker. You know, today's subject is going to be sexual harassment. Oh, Brian. Oh, you got that right, baby. That's going to be my private show. I'm happy that you guys are doing it. King, my guy, man. It is really great to hear your voice. I'm going to Arizona. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to Kingman, Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every time I think about going to Arizona, I think about you and saying, damn, King used to live here. So I'm going there. I'll be back Christmas Eve.
Have a safe trip driving there.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? It's raining like the kids are listening. It's raining like a mother angel, you know. And so it's just raining like crazy.
Yeah.
And the kids, thank you with the kids. I got kids. The show is not for children yet because I'm a very bad man, but I love you. Sometimes bad men do good things. I happen to be those. I love the kids. They go, that's just Brian. But I do love the kids. And remember one thing, you're getting cash. You're getting cash.
Yeah. I gotta go out and do a little bit more Christmas shopping tomorrow.
Tell me about it, man.
Yeah. And I decided to go ahead and invite all my nieces and nephews over here to my house and cook them breakfast for Saturday. And so it's gonna be beautiful. You know, I'll be able to get a chance to see my great nieces and nephews because my niece, she just had a baby boy, and then my other niece, she had a daughter earlier this year. And so then my other niece, she just had a baby. So, you know, I'll be around quite a bit of babies.
Oh, my. Family's getting big.
Yes. And so, you know, I'm grateful for it, you know. And, you know, sometimes family members, we don't see eye to eye. And you have to be the bigger person, you know. You got to be the bigger person. You got to say, you know what, life's too short. Forget that.
Right.
And, you know, when I moved back out here to Kansas, you know, I'm like, you know what? I got to get back family oriented, you know? And so, of course, these nieces are from, you know, my sister's husband, you know? And so, but I claim them as my own, you know? And that's what you're supposed to do. But yeah, they're real sweet girls, you know? And, got some pretty nice nephews as well, you know, and so, but I love them all, you know, and so I decided to bring them all over here, and I know one of my nephews, he's a drill sergeant in Oklahoma, so he won't be able to make it, but, and then there's like two others, they won't be able to make it as well, but some of the other ones, they'll be here, so. You know, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's important.
Looking forward to it. Oh yeah. Family is everything to me, you know, and you know, I enjoy being around the little children. You know what I mean? Like I enjoy torturing them a little bit. You know,
that's what we do. I don't know why we do it. That's what I do too.
It's gonna be a pretty good. This Christmas is gonna be really good though, you know. It's gonna be really good, and you know, because at first I really wasn't, you know, with Thanksgiving I really didn't care for Thanksgiving that much, you know. I really didn't care for it, but Christmas, I didn't know if I wanted to be working or if I wanted to stay home or what. And, you know, a lot of wonderful things just started happening. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put a breakfast together, you know. And so, so yeah, I'm going to get up in the morning and go to Costco and buy all the food and all this stuff and go have a good time tomorrow. So, yeah.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I'm making, I have the kids coming over and we're making cupcakes and everything. We'll be home.
Oh.
On, yeah, I love doing it for the kids. Yeah, favorite story.
Yeah.
My favorite story. The kids were, at that time 5 and 7.
Yeah.
And these are Cindy's. These are Cindy's grandkids. These are, but I consider they're my kids too. And I wanted to make them something special. We have a thing. I don't know if you guys ever heard about it. We have a thing called Orange Julius. It's the thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that Orange Julius?
Mm-hmm.
It,
oh yeah.
It's really good.
Have you heard of that too? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, the kids, I wanted to give the kids something special, you know. So I said, hey, kids, we're gonna make Orange Julius. Yay! 5'7". I wanted to be the guy, right? I wanted to be the guy. Because I bought him. I searched for hours, and my girlfriend says, buy the kid a present. I said, they got to be special presents. He goes, come on, we're in the mall for hours. I said, something will come to me. So I was walking through the mall, and I saw this guy. I don't know if you saw this toy. It's a flying fairy, you know, a Tinkerbell. It just flies, you know, her wings and everything by remote control. I said, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the best grandpa ever, and I'm bragging for 3 or 4 weeks. I'm the best grandpa. We get the, and the kids, they open it up. I go, who's the best? You're the, and they open up the present. They go, what is this? I said, it's a flying fairy.
One more.
And I could see that they were not impressed, and my heart going, but I'm the best grandpa ever. And they said, okay, grandpa. I take the thing out of the box, and I accidentally bent the wing. So, it was a Frozen. It was a Frozen when they were in the Frozen at the time. So it was one of the Frozen characters, and it would fly. It would fly in the air.
Yes, dear.
And I accidentally bent the wing. So the kid tried to fly it. It flowed on one side, and it hit the tree, and it fell down. And it was a Frozen character. I go, damn, I just killed Frozen. I just killed one of the characters of Frozen. And the little one said, thanks a lot, Grandpa. I go, best Grandpa ever? No. And then Cindy looked at me going, what happened? I go, I guess the wing got bent in the thing. And she goes, and it hit the tree? I go, yeah. So the kids are looking at their favorite character fly around and smash in the tree and fall down. Yeah, I didn't plan this. She goes, thanks a lot. I go, okay, I'll make it up. I make it up. I go, kids, I'm going to tell you about this boy who got picked on in school, and his name is Julius. They go, and they like stories. What happened to Julius? Well, he had orange hair. I'm making up the whole story because I'm making him Orange Julius. He has orange hair, and he became Orange Julius. And he made this special drink that I'm gonna, Grandpa's going to make a drink for you. But I finally got the kids. I could come back now. I'm back to being the best grandpa ever. And then I'm making a drink. And I'm telling them a story about little Orange Julius. And they bullied him, and he became a big businessman. And now he has an Orange Julius. And I'm going to give him your secret liquor. He made this secret drink. And I'm going to give it to you because he only gave it to Grandpa. And they go, really, Grandpa? I go, yeah, it's a secret drink. And Grandpa has it. Really? Yeah, I know him. I got the hookup. Oh, Grandpa knows Orange Julius. Yes, I'm in. I'm good again. I'm great. I'm putting in the Orange Julius, and I forgot to put the effing lid on. I am not freaking kidding.
Oh, no.
I hit the blender. The top flies open. The orange juice flies in my face, on my shirt, on the floor. At that time,
man.
I hear a tiny scream leave the area. I go, no, best grandpa ever. And they finally come back. I'm cleaning up. With the mop, orange all over my face. I'm looking at the 7-year-old, and she crossed her arms. She just actually crossed her arms, and she looked at me, and I go, yeah. She goes, Grandpa? I go, yes, sweetheart. She goes, we got perfectly good orange juice in the refrigerator, and you do this. Best grandpa ever? No, Grandpa. She ran. It really happened, I swear to God. Then she ran away from me. That's Grandpa. First you kill Frozen, and then you do this. So that's a true story. That was my best. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even though it went bad and I was going with King,
you,
the memories, man, even the bad stuff is funny. It's when you're around children, it's funny. To this day, it's like, uh-oh, Grandpa's going to give us a present. Let's pretend we're happy. I heard that, kids. Okay. They don't love me, King. They don't love me like your children love you. They're waiting to push me into traffic. But, I talk too much because this, I'm Grandpa. I'm the Gramps. Everything I tried, the more I try to do things right, the worse it gets to turn bad. And I got to quit trying. And I realize I get older and older when I see their little eyes younger and younger. And they see me as Whip Van Winkle. That's how they see me. I'm not the cool grandpa anymore. I'm the old dude that smells like cotton balls or mothballs in the closet. I talk too much, King, but your album that's coming out, is it complete? Because I know you're working with some good people, and it's almost complete, right?
No, actually, the second song that I'm going to be working on, I got to get that done, and then after that, I have like three more, so... Probably sometime around March or April, I'd try to release this EP. But, you know, now that I'll be starting third shift next month and I have more time to write and all that, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah. You know. But, it's coming along, though. I mean, I've been having a lot of other producers emailing me. And, I mean, it's beautiful. So, very beautiful.
I like to hear it. I want to interview. You're my first interview. It'll be after the holidays, King.
You and I will come
in the studio. It'll come in. We'll come into the studio together. Me and you will have a private thing. And I will interview you, and you tell me about your new song and everything. And then in between the interview, I won't finish the interview. In between the interview, you'll say, I'll let you promote. You know, I say, hey, King, our number 10 is this. Can you send us to it? You know what I mean? We'll have fun with it.
Yeah.
We'll have fun with it. Me and you. And we'll play your stuff, too. And I still got your stuff.
All right.
And good stuff and everything.
Okay.
And now we're going to go for a little break because Hammer Claws need to go to the bathroom. I got to pee. I had coffee. It's good. I don't want to let King go, but I know you got some stuff that you got to do. And the name of the show again, we got illegal aliens now. They can now arrest you, and they can now arrest American citizens, and they can now carry a gun in California. So that's what's happening with the immigrants. This is what's happening. I don't know in Arizona if they're doing that, but in California, that's what they're doing.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it's thousands of them are coming over the border. Hundreds and thousands of them come on the border every month. And I'm going to send you to, let's make it Christmassy. I'm going to get some coffee and come back, and we're going to get our stories together. I saw a movie that I want to review. Laverne and Melissa and I were talking about it. I will review it with Julia Roberts' movie. It's that season again. We got teachers raping kids. It's beginning to be a lot like Christmas. So we go to those stories. Trump is losing his freaking mind. He is being Hitler. People are getting upset about him. We're losing our freaking minds here. Arizona, some of the representatives of Arizona is losing their damn mind. I don't know. I think this is apocalypse is coming. I'm seeing three horsemen. When the fourth guy gets on a horse, I'm out of here. And I want to thank... my celebrity children, my Hollywood celebrity children, Mr. King Webb's kids, You know, forgot their name, King. I forgot their name. I want to give them their – what are the names?
Lil David and Julia and then Patricia.
I want to thank Little Whitney, Little Mariah.
Little David.
I want to protect those kids. I want to thank them and King David for appearing on the show. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
I also shared the video of Patricia playing her clarinet, and then also shared another video on my Facebook of her choir singing at school.
Yeah, I saw
that. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It's on my
very nice.
Yep. I'm gonna check that out during the break. My God, I'm gonna play it on the air. It's on your page, King. It's on your page.
Yes.
Right. Well, stay tuned for that because do I have permission to play it on the radio?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay. Good. Stay tuned for that because we're gonna get that done. All right, everybody, we're gonna take one good break. You're listening to Brian the Hammer Jackson with the Mr. Celebrity Musical Guest King Webb and the Children. The Children. And thank you, Children, for the greatest gift. You got great voices like little angels. Patricia's here with us making her little famous brownies. That's Patricia Oberlin with patty cakes. Yeah. Some of you have the elf on the shelf. We got the bro with the hoe on my shelf. Hey, there's an hoe. that's how I'm raised. That's how I roll. We'll be right back. And as I left it, we had a great song together with me and the little kids. Come they told, what is it? Come they told me, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Is that it? Oh, Mr. King knows this one. Come they told me, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. I think I know the words. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Yeah, get that something.
Jump on in, ba-ba-ba-ba.
to see Ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. What a beautiful song. There you go, everybody. Happy holidays. That's it. Make sure when you build a snowman, give him big balls. Don't make him a little gay snowman. Get some big balls in that snowman. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and I'm running without medication. There you go. In the studio, we have the celebrity, Mr. King Webb. And we also have the world-famous psychic, Patricia Oberlin, who does private readings. Wow.
Bugging you, isn't it?
Yes, she does. The show is sponsored by Patricia Oberlin's Bakery, home of the patty cakes with CBD oil and the famous brownies. When you eat Patricia's brownies, you have to go to TSA because you're taking a trip for a long time, baby.
Yeah, I think I'm going to attack those mushrooms again.
I think so, too. Don't forget the mushrooms. They look like cupcakes.
What?
Yes.
You know what? They've actually, I didn't really get high, but my balance has been better since I did it.
Yeah, that'll do it. You're the only one that
I'm going to do it again.
You're the only one that can eat mushrooms and take a sobriety test and pass it. Nothing wrong with her. My balance is better. You know.
Yeah, and I did a lot.
Wow.
So this time I'm going to do double.
Jesus.
I'm
do
determined.
Some double read and then read King. I'm taking some mushrooms. Okay, King. That's right. I see you on another planet. What? You're going to be good. Out of this world, my friend. You're going to make it. You're going to make it, babe. Are you? I'm still coming down with the mushrooms.
I've never tried to read on mushrooms, Brian. I do it mostly when I'm high, but, you know.
Can you imagine going into, one of those psychic shops, you got the stuffed black cat in the corner, and you got all this other stuff, the crystal ball lady, and you're standing there, hey, I would like to have a reading for you. Just a minute. This is good shit. You want to hit? It's extra. No. Can you tell me my future? Yeah, you're going to pay me in advance. Let's start there. Oh.
You've got an imagination, you do. My son always wants me to do the fortune teller thing, and I keep telling him no. I'm not gonna make a room like that.
Oh, you should. You should, just for me. Have a stuffed person in a corner. You see that dude? He didn't pay. Oh shit. Now, the world is crazy. There's good stuff and there's bad stuff. I mean, I pulled this up. 3 days I tried to get on the air. I couldn't do any. It was blog talk. They're messing up. But I had some good subject. I had to get rid of them. I had to clean them out. They're not really holiday stories, but they're stories that's going around. And that's make you say, We have teachers in California. Here we go. Teacher accused of raping a teen boy. Listen to this story. Teacher, and she's a hot teacher too. She was accused of raping this teen boy. She was arrested in a traffic stop. He was driving because she was drunk. This happened.
Oh, my.
This happened over the holidays. Her name is Jessica Lawson. She is charged with 2 counts of rape of a victim between the ages of 16 and 17. Now, this is what got me. Now, I cannot ask King anything because of children. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, I had this on the show. I'm being careful because I don't know if the kids can hear me. I hope they don't. I'm going to tiptoe around it, but adults, you know what I'm about to say. Right. When if you're 15 years old, 14, 15, 16, 17, and if you're losing your virginity, or I call it virginity, like in Virginia, the people in Virginia are virgins. But if you're losing your virginity at that age, sometimes it has to be an older woman, because a lot of young girls, 15, 16, and 17, at least when I was growing up, are not going to teach you how to have sex. They're not going to. You're going to lose it to somebody older. I happen to be losing, majority of the men will lose their virginity of somebody. If I'm 15, I'm going to lose it to a 17-year-old. If I'm 15, I'm going to lose it to an 18, and so on and so forth. You know what I mean? Technically, they can look at me as child molestation. You just said it, Pat. Are we really saying they're victims at 16 and 17? Come on, man.
Yeah, they're not.
They make songs
they're
about
not.
That. No. So we got to stop that nonsense. I say free this
That's
woman.
That's ridiculous.
That's right. So now a former high school teacher, she was a high school teacher in Idaho, she was arrested at a traffic stop while a teenage boy who she is accused of raping. Raping. They're actually using the word raping here. And
that's ridiculous.
Right. They're not using the word sexual assault, sexual abuse. They're actually used, this is the first time I ever heard them use the word raping towards a female. Raping a child. That's pretty radical.
That's pretty hard
she
to do.
She says that she was driving, who is accused of raping, was driving, you're talking about the teenage boy, who she is accused of raping. He was driving after police alleged she gave him drugs and alcohol. What kind of drugs did she give him that he could still drive on the road? And he's a teenager. Damn, I had one drink, and I'm halfway across the road driving, hitting deers. This dude can drive when he's on drugs and alcohol? This dude's my new hero. So he was driving on drugs. I mean, seriously, remember that? You're 15 years old. You barely have a driver's license. He didn't have a driver's license. So this guy can drive. He was on drugs and alcohol. And the only reason they busted him because they had a traffic stop. This dude was maintaining really damn good. So she gave him the drugs and the alcohol. He's driving. Police say the boy was driving because the woman, Jessica Lawson, 36 years old. 36, being with the boy who was raping a boy. What was he, 15? 15 and 16. There you go. 15 to 16, and she was too drunk, according to the news. So she asked the boy to drive her home, to drive him home, and she was there. Lawson, a former teacher at South Vermont High School, the courts record indicate she is charged with two counts of rape of a male child between the ages of 16 and 17. We mean between the ages of 16 and 17, meaning 16 and a half? What is the between the ages of 16 and 17? Just say he was 16 and a half. You don't have to say between the ages of 16 and 17. So he was 16 and a half.
Well, the thing that kills me is the kids are doing it anyhow with other kids. So what the hell is the problem?
Well, see, that's allowed. No, actually, no. In California, that's not allowed, because if you had any kids under the age of 18, it doesn't matter if they're 17, 15, even together, a classmate, they might report it. You're now a sexual predator, even if they're the same age. If they're under 18 in California, you're going to be reported as a sexual predator. Yeah, that is true.
My
that's
God.
A fact, Jack. And you will be listed as a sexual predator for the rest of your life. Now, it's rare cases.
That's not
it's
reasonable.
Very rare, but it's very rare, but it's still on the books. You know what I mean? If somebody really want to, if this guy is just a horny bastard and just screwing the sheriff's daughter, you're going to be listed as a sexual predator. So it says here, two counts of rape of a male child between ages of 16 and 70, delivery of a controlled sentence and a misdemeanor count. Of dispensing an alcohol beverage to a minor. That's a misdemeanor, giving some beer? That's a misdemeanor? Wow. I would think that would be a felony, but okay. Alcohol beverage to a minor. It says, on November 6th, police pulled over the teen while he was driving her car, which had a taillight out. The teen reportedly told the officer that he was driving because she was too drunk to die. Now, this guy is on drugs. He's on alcohol. He doesn't have a license. And the only reason they stopped him because he had a taillight. And he still had the nerve to say,
out to himself?
Hey, officer, the bitch was too drunk to drive, so I'm driving myself home. I'm a responsible guy, and I'm on drugs and alcohol. Look at her. She can't hold her shit. And so that's what the kid told the cops, that she was too drunk to drive, and he was driving her home. And police also alleged that the teen admitted to having marijuana. You know, I was driving her home, and I smoked some shit. And I'm still maintaining better than she does, and she is, you know? Kid's on marijuana, he's on alcohol, he's under 16, he's 16, and he doesn't have a license, and he's driving home. This kid is a superhero, far as I'm concerned. They just had sex with a 36-year-old woman that looks hot. This kid, it should be, you get a poster and go on tour. He's my hero. I'm just saying. I'm saying this kid is great. Later that day, the police reported they heard a 911 call from the boy's parents who claimed Lawson, the teacher, had picked up their son around 11 p.m. the previous night and took him to her home. Now, why would the parents know that she picked him up at the house at 11 p.m.? What parent in this world says, I got a 16-year-old, and my teacher, my hot teacher, is picking you up at 11 p.m.? Come on, man.
Yeah, there's something wrong with this. The parents were setting them up.
They knew what was going on. He told her there was some shit going on there. I'm telling you something. If any other parent, if you knock on the door of my girlfriend's house at 11 p.m. and asking for her son, her 16-year-old son, and you're the teacher at 11 p.m., come on. Come on. And it says her son around 11 p.m. the previous night and took him to her home the previous night, meaning the kid spent the night at your teacher's house. The previous night.
Oh, that's cool.
They left at 11 p.m. and then he's driving home the next night. God, Idaho is really cool. You got to give Idaho some, you know, give them credit. The teen reportedly told police that Lawson had given him some alcohol and marijuana before they had sex. Either he's bragging or he's a snitch. I can't tell which one.
He's a snitch.
Is he a snitch? Because why would he have to give that? Why would he have to give that much information that, well, she given me alcohol, marijuana before we had sex? It's almost like he wanted to blame her and get revenge and pissed off at her, isn't it? I don't know. Snitch, or you're saying a snitch. I say he's a snitch, too. I say he's a snitch. And according to the reports, police said Lawson denied giving the boy, the teacher, she denied giving the boy marijuana or having sex with him, but she also admitted that she was almost there. I'm kidding. I put that in. I put that in. The boy with marijuana and having sex with him. She is currently being held in custody for a $250,000 bond. It is unclear if she retained an attorney to speak on her behalf. There you go. There's something going around there. There's something not right there. That story, there's something going on there. That's it.
It's ridiculous.
But the reason I played this, because on the holidays, you know, here's another one. I looked at all these things, and this is all local. This is right around the holidays. Here's another one. Glendora, that's a city in California. Glendora preschool teacher arrested for having inappropriate relationship with a teenage boy. It must be great to be a teenage boy now in 2023. They're getting laid more than
most men are.
But that's
this story
too,
bothered
Brian.
Me too. Yeah, but this story really bothered me because Sherry, her name is Sherry. Oh, Sherry, so Sherry, she's 33, but she looked like she's been in rehab for 30 years. She had that rehab look, you know, that drawn look, the dirty hair and a T-shirt. So she's 33 years old. She was arrested Thursday after detectives from the Department of Homeland Security of Child Exploitation Investigative
Group.
Same thing, lady. Don't you try to rape me. You and your private reading. Let's go private, Mr. King. I'll give you a reading. Do you want some candy? I got some fried chicken, too, because I know you're tight. Would you like some fried chicken and watermelon? We have a reading.
No, this was to celebrate his
I'm sure it is. This is the fourth time you celebrated this month, I bet.
No.
Oh, what's today? Thursday. Oh, happy Thursday, Mr. King. Oh, happy Thursday, Miss Pat. You want to have a private reading this Thursday. It's Mr. Fred's birthday. Let's celebrate.
No, he's in June.
He's in June. Well, it says here,
yeah.
This story bothers me because it was an alleged inappropriate relationship with a 15-year-old boy. So 15 and 16 is a good year to be a boy. Don't go to high school because you know what happened. Wouldn't it be funny if it says, you know, another kid has sexual abuse and been sexually fondled at school, and you read further on, and he was homeschooled. That's disturbing. Get it? Away for it. Teacher, homeschool, meaning it's your mother.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because it's your mother. I'm homeschooled.
Takes me a moment, you know.
It's okay. It's one of those vape jokes, like, wait for it. Okay, it hit me. Oh, no, you're kidding. Bernal, who is a resident and preschool teacher in the city of California. There's a city. You wouldn't know it. She has been charged with possession of obscene. Now, this is what they got her on, because they're not fooling around. They got her on possession of obscene material involving a minor in a sex act. Okay?
Wow.
So she got some really dirty magazine that showed an older woman with a young child. So this is the material that she was showing this boy. You see, little Billy, it's okay to touch me because look at this boy in the magazine. He looks like he's about 10, and you see how he's touching her boob? And on page 25, he touches her kitty that we called a vagina. It's okay because it's in a book. That's what happens to young boys who are 15 years old. Excuse me while I take more drugs.
No, that's me.
Yeah, just a minute. Where were we? Who are you? Well, you're telling me that I'm not going to have a good future. Yeah. Yeah, you're not. Next. So they got her under that, use of underage person for obscene material, harmful matter of a minor with sexual intent. Now, she didn't have sex with this person. She didn't have sex. All she did was show him some material that had a young boy fondling an older woman. And they got her on inappropriate, harmful material, obscene material. That's what they got her on. And it said, she says, with the intent for sex and arranging to meet a minor for sexual purposes, according to the police. With the intent for sex. How do they know what her intent was? unless they looked at the chat room.
Yeah, really.
I always know how they get busted. How did they get busted? Her bail was set for $180,000. I don't know how, you know, and let me tell you how dumb, I'm going to tell you how dumb teachers are. I'm going to tell you how dumb teachers are. Do you really think you can have sex with an underage kid and you're a hot teacher and he's going to keep his mouth shut? Are you really that stupid? Think about it. Okay, here we go. 209, you're live on the air, and a lovely Melissa's inside the studio, one of the morning crew. Good morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Hey.
Hey, 209, good morning. How you doing, 209?
I'm doing fine. Greetings from Sin City. This is Shabaka Sankore. I'm the executive producer of the podcast on Blog Talk, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. And I'm just looking at the title here, you know, not getting off topic. Illegal aliens can now arrest American citizens and carry weapons in California.
That is correct. Welcome to another Blog Talker, man. It's great to have another Blog Talker on the show.
Yes, sir. Now, I grew up in California, and it's just downright crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
The governor there, in my opinion, belongs impeached. You know what I'm saying? Gavin Newsom. And then on top of it, I thought you had to be a U.S. citizen, you know, to be a law enforcement official. Now, why are they making non-citizens police officers, and particularly in the city of Los Angeles with this DACA that I'm seeing? And I'm familiar with Los Angeles. I only grew up in a place for over 50 years, you know what I mean, and seen a lot there in L.A. But just what is going on, you know, with these political parties in regard to this? I mean, how are you going to have non-citizens enforce the law? You see what I mean?
Right.
In California or any other state, number one. Number two, an attorney has to go to college, you know, for 4 years, bachelor's degree, master's degree, you know, have to get that in to get his JD or Doctor of Jurisprudence to practice law. Okay, so what is that? Roughly about 7 to 8 years, right? Now, how is a law enforcement official who's only going through a 6 months of police academy course, you know what I mean, going to enforce all the laws? And then, of course, as you know, in L.A., you know, the officers themselves, you know, violate the law quite frequently. Look at the O.J. Simpson case. Look at the Rodney King case. Look at the Eula Love case. There was a chief that they had by the name of Daryl Gates about 20 years ago. The man was
very good.
He was a graduate of USC, had a master's degree, excelled quite rapidly up through the ranks from 1949 all the way to 1963. He went from patrolman to captain, you know, quite fast. And then, of course, as you know, he became the chief after Ed Davis had either had retired or whatnot. And then, not to mention the fact, and we all know in Los Angeles, April 29th, 1992, where these officers, Timothy Wynn, Ted Pacino, Lawrence Powell, Stacy Coon, were caught on a video of hitting a man 54 times with a baton. Now, when you are hitting someone with the baton 54 times, you are not trying to make an arrest. And keep in mind, LAPD officers are generally built like heavyweight contenders and football players. So they proceeded, you know, to keep beating this man, beating this man, beating this man. And then, of course, they got a change of venue out of L.A. County, and they moved it up there to Ventura County, you know, ultra-conservative. And they say these guys were not guilty. And then, of course, you know, L.A. after that received the record for the worst urban riot in U.S. history in 1992. You know, the whole world saw it. And I just want to know, what are some of your viewpoints on that? Then as far as the younger man seeing the older woman, I think they need to change the state law saying if the woman is older, just as long as the young man is not under the age of 16. But, of course, it stands if you're under the age of 18, you know, that's a violation. And the thing is that women that achieve their sexual peak later on in life, than boys do, you see. So it's kind of like the situations there with the older woman, younger guys, like a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of connotation.
Right.
And what are your feelings?
Covered
on all
the whole thing. You're pretty. I'm going to listen to your show. You're doing a great job on mine. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, sure, and just definitely check out Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. We're doing a special episode today. And then I heard that you mentioned in your podcast today that you guys were having problems, too, with Blog Talk, you know, wouldn't allow people into the studios for the last couple of days. And I just simply went on there and inboxed them, you know, to their home office, like, look, we don't know what you guys are doing. We're paying for these platforms, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to need to make some type of price adjustment, or each podcast with Blog Talk just needs to go ahead and sue them. But you got to sue them in the state of Texas. This is because they're based down in San Antonio now. At first they were in New York. Yes, say, and you know, and it's an infringement on the First Amendment. You know what I mean? And right. What happens? So just want to, you know, get some feedback from you guys on above mentioned subject matter.
Okay. The law, they're doing a new state law here in California, meaning that if you're a DACA individual, you're allowed to join the police force, the Los Angeles Police Force, and carry a weapon, and you're allowed to arrest citizens, even though you're not a citizen, you're a non-citizen still, but you're able to be a member of the police force and arrest citizens under the DACA program. And when people don't know, and if you don't know what a DACA program is, you know, people say, what is DACA? You remember around Obama's era where they said the Dreamers, DACA or Dreamers. They're usually children who've been in the United States for a while. They're not citizens yet.
Okay.
So that's who they are. Because people in Texas or whatever don't know what a DACA person is. And here's everything you need to know about a DACA or the Dreamers. They call them Dreamers.
Okay.
Now, Trump also supported this program, but he denies it. And it says here the Trump administration announced last week, and I'm talking an old issue here, that he planned.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. Trump hated the program. I am so sorry. Trump hated the program. He wanted to get rid of it. This program came out. Obama was promoted this program. When Trump administration came along, Trump wanted to get rid of it. Trump didn't want any part of this. And what it is that these are undocumented migrants who arrived in the U.S. as children. So if you came in illegally as a child, you would have some kind of protection, and you won't be sent back. And they call them Dreamers. Like, you know, one day you're going to become a citizen.
Right.
Well, as they get older and they become adults, and they're still here, by the way. So you're here as a child. A child could be under 18. You're still here, and now you're growing up, and you're protected. Now they're able to, this year in California, they are recruiting them to become police officers.
That's
dangerous. They're not citizens, but there's enough here that they're recruiting them to become a police officer in Los Angeles, and you're allowed to arrest people, carry firearms, just like a regular cop, but you're not a citizen. It could be the worst nightmare to some people, you know, with the immigration policy falling apart. Hundreds and thousands of immigrants coming over the border. The border is open. And now we're having DACA people, and these are children who were here, came here when they were immigrants, and they grew up. Now we have them joining the LAPD, and they can arrest people?
And
kill
them. Does
anybody see a problem here? So that's where the problem is. Does anybody see a problem with that? Yeah.
Okay, I have a big problem with that because LAPD, you know, has definitely a notorious history with people of, well, they use the term people of color, but I'm just going to say with black people, you know, to keep it direct. Rodney King, Eulala, the Dead Wireless situation. We're not going to talk about the O.J. Simpson case, you know what I mean, and on and on and on and on and on. Now, let me ask you this question here. Okay, what do you feel, and what does your audience and your callers feel about the reparations issue here in the United States? Is because California's checking in. Okay. Oh, yeah, it's a touchy subject. Okay, now, and if we do disagree, now, hold on now. If we do disagree, all I ask is that we disagree, agreeably. Okay. Nice. All righty. Well, first place from 1619, okay, and when did they have the amendment to outlaw slavery? I think it was about 1865, I'm thinking. Okay, so you had all that free labor that contributed to the United States' gross national product. Case in point, alcohol, cotton, intellectual property, you know what I'm saying, like Granville T. Woods, you know, great inventors. But the intellectual property that the slaves had developed for, oh, man, all kind of things, you know, from agriculture to, you know, to mechanics, you know what I'm saying. That intellectual property, when they were enslaved, also became the property of the slave owner, you see. So that's one element there for the reparations. And then I get a lot of my material, you know, from Lerone Bennett, who used to be the senior writer, you know, for Ebony Magazine, or commonly referred to as Johnson Publications. And if anybody is interested in the history of the Black Empowerment era or the Civil Rights movement, it is an excellent source for it, is because they were reporting it as it went down. Okay, now, looking at the gross national product that was generated from slavery that is still in effect today. And of course, we do know the gross national product is the total amount of all goods and services that were produced in a given time. Okay.
Right.
So therefore, slavery had ended. A lot of the slave owners were compensated for the loss of their slaves as opposed to the slaves themselves.
Really?
And if you, oh, yes, ma'am. And then if you are familiar with Larry Elder, tell him I think he's the worst attorney that was ever gone. He's welcome to call in my platform, him and Leo Terrell. We would love to have these guys for lunches, because Elders and Terrells, okay, on my side of the fence, we call these guys sellouts. Okay, so what I mean by that is they make these asinine comments against their own people to appease mainstream society, when in actuality they shit is, because if there's going to be some type of healing racially in this country, man, you have got to address this stuff now.
Right.
Going to, okay, going to Good Friday. No, Black Friday, I'm sorry. We all familiar with Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Everybody's bum rushing Walmart, all the major supermarket chains, all the major stores. People are getting in and knock down, drag outs, fist fights, the whole nine yards, okay? And like I said, and I really wish I was that retailer to have people bum rush the store like that, you know, to spend their money with me, right? Okay. Black Friday is a term that originated during slavery. And what it is that they would take young black girls, 13, 14, 15 years old on up to about 21, and white slave owners would buy them for their sons so they can go, quote unquote, breed their own slaves. Now, keep in mind, okay, the black female was property, so the slave owner could help himself to her at any given time. Okay, now, if the white woman went and helped herself to the black male, well, then they want to take the black male out, beat him, hang him on a tree, castrate him. You see what I'm saying? So you got quite of a double standard here. And
it's
then, of course, not to... No, oh, yeah, it's downright terrible. And then also, too, not to mention the case of Carolyn Bryant in regard to Emmett Till. You also had another similar case that happened in 2021, I believe, in a place called Tulsa, Oklahoma, that I had visited it recently, and where there was allegedly a young black man seeing a white woman. Okay, they got caught. The sex was consensual, but they said he raped her. So what they did was they burned down all the black businesses in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay, and that was the first form of aerial bombardment in the United States, because, you know, they had the old planes, you know, that Wilbur and Orville Wright had 20 years earlier invented. They flying in the air, then they're dropping, you know, explosive devices onto the black residences there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So if you're going to have some racial healing in this country, then you have got to address these issues head on. And keep in mind,
well,
guys like Tim Scott, Larry Elder, They don't speak for me. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I disagree. First of all, I don't know too many people who know Larry Elder. I thought Larry Elder was more of a California guy. Larry Elder is an African-American talk radio host.
And lawyer. Yes, sir.
With very conservative views.
Yes, sir.
And when I hear words like sellouts or Uncle Tom's or mm-hmm. things like that, that really bothers me coming from a black man. And because that puts – we could agree. We have a lot of rich black men and black women in this country.
Okay.
Very well-to-do, good families, and some from the South. And we don't put them
okay.
on a platform like Donald Trump and like we do white people like Bezos and so on and so forth. But
right.
there are some people who have conservative views, even though they're African-American, and we're quick to call them a sellout or an Uncle Tom. I don't particularly like that phrase for them because we
mm-hmm.
are not absolute. All black men and all black women are not absolute. We do have differences, and I'll tell you what destroyed us, and I'll tell you why it's sensitive. Because back in the day, we could talk about slavery. We can talk
mm-hmm.
about 1614 reprehensions.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about H.R. 40, which is
right.
the legislation for it. We can talk about that. But when we
yeah,
go,
at the federal level.
When we go into a little deeper about black men turning on each other and everything, it just reminds me of what happened to us with the Hiyella. Back in the day when we didn't even accept each other because one black man was a lighter shade of another black man. And that black
mm-hmm.
man who was at a darker shade looked at that lighter shade black man and called him an Uncle Tom, a sellout. And they
mm-hmm.
were prejudiced against him because they used to call him Hiyellas back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, funny you should say that.
Okay.
Okay. not cutting you off, but just
no,
let me just interject.
Okay.
Okay, there was a man about 6 feet five, okay, who was born in Omaha, Nebraska, and
sure.
then his family had moved to Lansing, Michigan, okay, then he
sure.
himself had moved to Boston. He wound up becoming an inmate because, you know, he was a thief. He was a dope pusher, a dope user. And then he had reformed himself, and this individual became one of the most dynamic figures of the black empowerment era. His name was Malcolm X, and he was
yes.
so light-skinned that he had red hair, and they used to call him Detroit
call him red.
Red.
They
okay,
used to call him
now,
Detroit Red.
Something. Yes, sir. Okay, he worked in Harlem in his hustling years, and then he had a job as a dishwasher. And then there was another guy that he used to work with, and they used to call him St. Louis Red. And he was one of the most funniest guys that you ever saw, and he transitioned a few years ago. Have you
Red
ever
Fox.
Looked at a show called... Exactly.
Red
Touchdown.
Fox.
Bingo. Okay. Now, another thing that you have to check out, too, is that there was another Hiyella individual who was born in 1942 in Monroe, Louisiana, who grew up in Oakland, California. And he had formed a political organization, and John Edgar Hoover had declared his organization public enemy number one. But in actuality, that they were following the laws of the United States Constitution. His name was Dr. Huey Percy Newton. But they don't want us having this type of knowledge in the black community. It's because he looked at the Second Amendment. He had formed armed patrols in Oakland, California, to protect the black community against police brutality,
which became the Black Panther Party.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, the thing is that you have to understand is that the Black Panther Party was not an anti-white organization. Okay, they had a beautiful 10-point program of economical efficiency in the black community and also, too, for black scholars to educate black children, okay, which made a lot of sense. Then you had another light-skinned guy who was born exactly 30 days after Huey Newton in 1942 in a place called Kentucky. And let me see, and this guy used to talk a lot, and he had a very, very, how should I say, dangerous profession, but he was quite exceptional at it. And then what happened was when this young man was 25 years old, he received a notice from LBJ from Uncle Sam called a draft notice. Okay. So he had refused induction into the U.S. military, and they hit him with draft evasion, stripped him of his livelihood, prevented the man from earning money in his livelihood. And then in 1971, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld they overturned his conviction for draft evasion is because he had cited, you know, he can't do this here on religious beliefs. But a lot of people
talk about Muhammad Ali.
You know it. Okay. You know it. You see? Mm-hmm. And then even he himself, okay, he used to speak publicly, and he would talk about the horrors, you know, of the plantation system and of slavery, which led to the Jim Crowism, segregation in the South. And, of course, we all remember old Frog Face down there in a place called Alabama. Segregation yesterday, segregation today, and segregation tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Old Frog Face, you know who I'm talking about. And keep in mind that this is the same individual who had was protesting a young girl or a baby, an elementary school student by the name of Ruby Bridges, you know, from integrating public schools,
right.
You see. Okay, and these are some of the things I would love to debate with Elder about. It's because I'm reading his book right there, Larry Elder's. And
yeah.
I have to, like, force myself to do it is because the illogic and the self-hatred that he has for himself and his people is a little bit too much to bear, but I have to read the material if I'm going to talk about it on public airways so I know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir.
Sure, excuse me. But why do you say that Larry Elder, again, if you don't know who Larry Elder is, he's a black man, but he has really... Well, there's other people listening who are not from this. I got, you know, you're on Blog Talk, so you know we got people from Italy, Spain, Germany. We got a person right now, she's from Canada, so she would not know the background. So I have to explain that Larry Elders is an African-American conservative lawyer but talk show host that has a lot of views like Trump views, you know.
Right.
And, so I got to give him the background of what you're saying. You would like to debate him.
Sure.
But why do you call – my question is, why do you call him a sellout? That's the more interesting question I want to know.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay. The first thing is that I've listened to him over the years, okay, and he's saying is that everybody's got an equal opportunity in the United States when it comes to education and things of that nature right there. Now, the most constant moray that you have in American society is for a young black student graduate high school, go get a four-year degree, then go get a job, as opposed to having a mindset, well, get a graduate degree and go out and develop businesses in the black community to make the black community more self-sufficient. Is because, like, when you go into L.A., you'll see a lot of the businesses in the black community owned by Koreans, Asians, and what have you. They really disrespect black customers and things of that nature right there, just like with the LaTosha Harlan's case that happened shortly before the Rodney King case that also, in my opinion, had added fervor, you know, to the rebellion that you had in 1992 in L.A.,
right.
You see.
Right.
And then also, too, when we look at a guy by the name of Dr. Charles Drew, who is a doctor who developed the concept of blood plasma, okay, used to save a lot of GIs' lives in World War II and succeeding wars after that, Korea, Vietnam, and what have you. Dr. Drew gets into a car accident. He's bleeding very badly in North Carolina.
Right.
They refused to admit Dr. Drew into the hospital because he was a black man, okay? Now, the thing is this. If America is going to have some type of healing from this, okay, you have to address these issues and you got to push the reparations at the federal level because Gruesome Newsom, and he's against it because California was having a hearing on it and what have you. And I called up on the reparations hearings that when they was having a public forum on it with phone calls. They didn't want to hear me. They wouldn't even let me speak. But my co-host, well, not my co-host, but the co-host for Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and he's also the co-executive producer of, he did call in, and he pretty much told them, you know, just go on and cut the friggin' check, you see, because this will bring more businesses into the black community. Plus, you know, it's paying for a past atrocity. Now, not... going against any other group, but like when World War II, when they in turn all the Japanese on the west coast of the United States, they got paid for their internment, which is only like about 5 or 6 years, okay? Also, too, they're in the process of getting the indigenous people, the Native Americans, you know, money for the atrocities that they've been through, and I have traveled through places like Montana, Idaho, Nevada,
exactly.
Utah, Portland, Washington, and Washington is awesome, by the way. And this is why a lot of them on native lands that they have the casinos there, you know, to make them self-sufficient. But the cold part
right.
about it is, yeah, they allow for the casinos to be on their land, but they are mostly owned by Asians or Chinese. Now, you see how cohesive they stay together amongst themselves economically. Yes, they and then
but,
they go to mine.
I interrupt.
Yes, sir.
I understand you're on a roll, but I have to interrupt 1 minute because I
sure.
have to say some facts. We have heard that
yeah.
story about Dr. Drew, and believe me, he's my hero. The man's
okay.
my hero. You look at Dr.
Okay.
If you look at Dr. Charles Drew, you look at his biology,
right.
I mean, how what he achieved at the year of slavery, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But the
oh,
myth
yeah.
of it is, you made it, that the man died by, you know, that he had some kind of...
car accident.
He would not admit him in the White House.
Yeah, and they, exactly.
Now, that's a myth. That's not true. That is not true.
Excuse
me? We tend to believe it. You can check me if you like. We tend, and what really happened with Dr. Charles Drew, he died
mm-hmm.
from a heart attack. He died with a blockage of blood flow to the heart. Basically, he died of a heart attack. So that incident
mm-hmm.
did not happen about him being rejected from a white hospital. It did not happen.
All right. Okay, so I'm pulling him up right here, Charles
okay,
Drew.
Please do.
Okay.
He's
okay,
two.
Charles R. Drew, Wikipedia, okay, Charles Richard
okay.
Drew, June 3rd, 1904, April 1st, 1950, was a surgeon and medical researcher. He researched the field in blood transfusions, developing improved
mm-hmm.
techniques for blood storage, and then applied his expert knowledge to developing large-scale blood banks early in World War II, okay. All righty, because I'm trying to, you know, not instead of reading all this, but I'm looking up, you know, for his death right here. Okay, death.
Sure.
Okay, beginning
exactly.
in 1939, Dr. Drew traveled to Tuskegee, Alabama to attend the annual free clinic at John A. Andrew Memorial Hospital for the 1950 Tuskegee Clinic. Drew drove along with three other black physicians. Drew was driving around 8 a.m. April 1st, still fatigued from spending the night before in the operating theater. He lost control of the vehicle. After careening to a field, the car somersaulted three times. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The three other physicians sustained minor injuries. Dr. Drew was trapped with severe wounds. His foot had become wedged beneath the brake pedal. Oh, man. When reached by emergency technicians, he was in shock and barely alive due to severe leg injury. Drew was taken to Almanac General Hospital in Burlington, North Carolina. He was pronounced dead a half hour after he received medical attention. Hmm. Okay.
Right, he had a pocket,
all right.
Pockets of blood flow to the heart, basically a heart attack. But,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of times we believed the stories that we tell our children, and I heard the same story you told, and I believe the
mm-hmm.
same story you told. You know, it makes great father for conversation. Or
mm-hmm.
or if you want to just say the audacity of the white boy or the audacity of the white man, that this man created this blood transfusions, that's plasma that saved millions of people, and the audacity that he was not even admitted to. We love these stories, you know? We love them.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to do our research to say it's not true. The real truth of the man is he got into a car accident, and he died of a heart attack, basically. And it's not as good, mm-hmm. it's not as salacious as we watch him to the hospital and the white people go, we're not going to let that Negro boy in here. That's a great story. But
keep in mind, though, my man, that was the policy in the South at that time, you know, white only, colored only. Yeah, the water fountains or the bus terminals, stuff like that. And then, too, also want to pay respect to, now, keep in mind, my man, is that you had the Black Empowerment era and the Civil Rights Movement. These are two different, they were close in time, but these are two different functions. Okay, mm-hmm. Civil rights, as we know, Rosa Parks, who I met, by the way, when I was younger, and she had transitioned. You know, she refused to give up her seat, Montgomery, Alabama, to find out trace of my family lineage is that my ancestors were slaves in Alabama.
Right.
You know, so we're reviewing that, okay. And then, too, you have to look at the Little Rock 9 case, okay, and who is the governor down there in Arkansas? Sarah Huckabee, she should be impeached because she wants to tear down the monument, you know, of the Little Rock 9, you know, who prays or...
Because of time restraint, I'm sorry, Dan, you are really one learned, interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because of time restraint, I have to ask you a question before we go on something
else.
How do you feel about them tearing down those statues in Louisiana and Kentucky, you know, and the symbol of Grant, you know, slavery and everything? How do you feel about that?
No, they should not bring them down. It's because, you know, America, if you're going to have healing in this country, it has to face its ugly truths. Now, here's a good counter
100%.
For you. Oh, now, here's a good counter for you on me that I'm going to answer, giving you a little bit of fodder. Now, you have a lot of those who are not black says, well, what about all the black-on-black violence in the black community? Yes, we do address those issues as well, too. It's because the black family unit was systemically broke down in the 1960s, you see, with Gloria Steinem and the feminist movement. It's because I'm of the opinion that did not apply to black women, is because even in the black community today, grandma holds a whole lot of power, okay? When the thugs go out there to kill each other, let somebody's grandmother come out there and tell them to stop this foolishness and this nonsense, and you'll be surprised at how quick her orders will be obeyed. Why?
Because the other
thug will say, hey, man, that's my grandma talking. You see what I mean?
Right.
And then there was a guy by the name of Bill Withers who made a song in the early 1970s called Grandma's Hands. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Listen to it. And the things that you have to understand about us Africans, see, we are a spiritual people by nature. You see what I mean? And then, and I know you're on a time constraint, but you could pull up some of our past episodes. That's Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Now, keep in mind, we got warning labels on it. It goes off the hook at times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we do try to respect everybody. Now, and I'm going to say this here. And then, of course, I know you're probably getting ready to do your clothes, okay, but I'm going to say this here. When they say that black people, okay, when they say that black people sold themselves into slavery, biggest lie ever told, okay? And then you're welcome to give us a call on that. Pull up some of my archives as well, too, to hear the responses on that. And then please follow me, and I'll follow you, you know what I'm saying, and check out some of our archives, like I said. Prepare yourself. We got some warning labels on there, and our podcast was inspired by the 50th anniversary
of
the Black
Panther Party.
Well, you know
we're church going people here.
Okay, well, it's all good. Okay, it's all good. It's all good.
We got warning labels, too. We're a city.
Yeah, it's all good.
We don't fuck around here. We say the F word. We let it fly. Free the F word, my man. Free it. Let it cry. Amen, Lord. The only cuss word that bothers me is when I hear God damn it. That bothers me, man. It's like, why are you bringing blasphemy into your filthy mouth? I mean, I'll go with the F word.
Right.
I'll go with any other word.
Right.
But when you say goddamn, that shit bothers me, man. Maybe it's just me.
Oh, I can understand it because the Almighty, he's got some wrath for you. You know what I'm saying? He's got some juice for you. He got ways of shutting you down, man, in ways you wouldn't believe. After all, you're in California.
Amen.
I lived through 5 major earthquakes right there, you know, from Northridge to, the 1994 one. Oh, God, the Sylmar quake, the one in 87. You know what I'm saying? You can go on and on and on. Now, also, too, on our podcast as well, too, when you check out some of our past episodes is because we had guys like, and I'm not going to say their names, I'm not giving them no free pub because they're my haters and I love them dearly. Okay, well, you know, you're ones that only ones that sold yourself into slavery. Biggest lie ever told. What had happened was on the continent of Al-Kibalai is that when one nation fought against the other, okay, and the Zulu nation is a prime example of this. They did not brutalize the captives. You know, after the war was over, they were incorporated into the conquering nation. This is how King Shaka built the Zulu Empire. But then when the Portuguese and the Dutch and the Europeans came there, they're the ones who says, okay, well, I'll take this guy here, this guy here, this guy here, this guy here. And then they'll put him in a apparatus, choked by the neck, hands are bound, and they're marching them, force marching them, similar to the Trail of Tears that you had in the United States, to the slave ports of Ghana, okay, to the door of no return. And your vice president had recently had visited Gory Island, which it was, and she gave one of the most lousiest presentations of it. And so, therefore, the Portuguese would say, well, man, let me see here. We got 85 guys in here. We got room for 15 more. So let's go get them dudes who we got these ones from and throw them in there as well, too. So when they say that black people sold their own selves into slavery, please mention that fact as well. And then what happened was as the slave market grew, then they just simply came in there and just captured any and all of them. And the case that proves that is look at the Amistad case. I believe Steven Spielberg made a movie about it called The Amistad, and it was an actual case, you know, with Senku, who was African royalty. So, therefore, why would African royalty sell African royalty into slavery? They came there and they kidnapped them, and then also, too, that we're researching as well, too, because when you do this type of research, it's very difficult because we're also looking at those on the nation of Africa, I mean on the continent of Africa, that revolted and went up against those coming in there capturing the slaves as well, too, because you had so many of the warriors die trying to get their loved ones off the slave ships as well, too. And that's it for me on that one, man, and I really do appreciate you allowing me to come on your podcast.
I love it. I love what you said. I love how you moved the conversation forward. I love that you understand that there's difference in opinions. And black people, man, I'm an African American, and there's some things that bother me about we are born as slaves, and we are still in our mind as slaves. We don't think of ourselves as business owners. We don't think of ourselves as plantation owners. We only think of ourselves as worker bees or what to be told what to do, and we're still bred that way. And black and black Americans, I'm sorry, Pat.
Why?
It's
because we're
essence
not
of America.
There you go.
And when you look at go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but please continue.
I
was going to say, okay, so when you look at these guys like Elder Leo Terrell, and particularly that dude who is the senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, oh, my. And then another sick puppy is a dude by the name of Dr. Ben Carson, because I think Dr. Carson is taking too much of his own prescriptions.
Tim's got his own problems. I mean, he's not even out of the closet yet. He has his own problems.
Right. And Carson, he has the audacity to get up there and state, you know, on public airwaves, well, the slaves came here and they were in search of the
American dream. You know what I mean? And I sat there and I looked at this asinine garbage and I says, no, man, no, you're on your own meds, man. And California did pass a law saying that the doctor cannot prescribe his own meds. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, he was feeling real good. You know what I'm saying? And it was asinine. And even a few of the YouTubers well known, you know, were sitting up there saying,
right.
No, we can't believe that. You know, it was horrible.
Right.
It was
barbaric. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about interracial marriage and about white women having black children? About our bloodline shrink. See, some black people think our blood, we only make up 10% of society population. And there is a group of black men or black women, and most of it is women, they're thinking we're thinning our bloodline because there's a lot of, well, as soon as a professional black man gets into a certain money situation and he becomes fluent with money, what is it, the first thing he does is he go out and get himself a white girl. Now, black
and then
women...
look at the reverse scenario. Now, look at the reverse scenario. Now, in the reverse scenario of the white men with the black women, okay, see, this here is kind of a very, very serious issue in my opinion, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for that. And then for those with your
you
hate
right
mail,
now,
follow
your
me.
Address? I'm going to be the first one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. You can follow me on Facebook on our like page at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Or you can follow me, Shabaka Sankore, on Facebook. And then also, too, you can check out some of our group pages. One is in some of our groups, Resurrection of the Mental Dead. Okay, and then also, too, as we had mentioned about, Thanksgiving or Black Friday, what that was about. And keep in mind is that this was systemically done to demoralize the black male. And this is why a lot of the slave owners, particularly in Jamaica and the United States, was sodomized black men in the presence of black women. So therefore,
well, how do you
still,
feel about the Jamaicans?
Sir.
Do you consider Jamaicans black African American men, or do you believe that Jamaicans could be a problem to the African American male? How do you feel
about
that?
Okay, well, the way I look at it, sir, you know, rather if we're in Brazil, rather if we're in the United States, Jamaica, Veracruz, Mexico, where Rihanna is from, Barbados, the Bahamas, and what have you, okay, the only difference between an Afro-American, an Afro-Jamaican, an Afro-Bohemian, an Afro-Brazilian is a boat stop. It's because you have to keep in mind that when the ships got off into this hemisphere, and then the Portuguese, they were taking their slaves there to Brazil. Okay, the British were taking their slaves to the United States and Jamaica.
Right.
The French was taking them to Haiti and Louisiana and what have you. And then, of course, keep in mind is that the President Thomas Jefferson in his State of the Union address had proposed to the U.S. Congress to ban importation of African slaves. The reason being is because of what happened in Haiti. Yeah, and his reasoning was, well, you know, we're not exactly treating them the best way, and only a male, and particularly a male, is only going to take so much abuse for so long. It's because, hey, I'm a man. I have a right to protect myself and protect my loved ones and my children as well, too. Now, with you being a black male, okay, now let me ask you this question. How would you feel, now let's turn back the hands of time to slavery, that your daughter, 12, 13, 14 years old, is taken away from you and her mother and placed up on an auction block to be violated by white men to produce more slaves? And that's black man to black man. How would you feel about that?
Well, I don't think we have to be black man to black man. I think any man. Any culture, but if you want to go back, of course it's horrific. Of course I'm pissed off. Of course I'm angry. Of course I'm going to, somebody's going to get killed that night and the house is going to burn down that night. I don't know. I mean, it's a loaded question. And I go back to you right now because of time restraint. Do you feel that if a black man has a baby with a white woman, that it hurts the African American bloodline? I just wanted to know.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Do you consider even that baby's biracial? Do you and the law says in the United States that I think you had to be a third, is it a quarter black blood or a third black blood? You considered African American. So even if that kid's half white, you don't consider that baby an African American baby?
Yeah, I do. But then in this day and age, you know, you got a whole lot of difference of opinion on this, is because, see, with black youth in the public indoctrination centers, that I call a public school system, you know, they downplay all that. And then another thing, too, with this alphabetized agenda, okay, and people can go out there and do what they want, LGBT, they have their human rights, they have their civil rights, right? But no man is going to come up to me in woman's clothes telling me that he is a woman. When you got the hands the size of baseball mitts, you got an Adam's apple, you know what I'm saying? And I don't see no estrogen nowhere. Now, you know what estrogen is in
and
a
that
woman.
That woman's dick bigger than yours, you have a problem.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, the estrogen, the hormones changes. Wow, look how she wiggles, and look at the jiggly wigglies, you know, not disrespecting women. And here's one thing here, and I'm going to make this here be my last statement because I know you're on a time schedule. San Francisco, California. Okay, San Francisco, California, a few years ago, okay, the women said we're fundraising for breast cancer research. Okay, so in the middle of January, and Frisco can get very cold in January, the women had went out there, mainly black women, bare-chested. They say, hey, fellas, foam in the mouth over the jiggly wigglies. Look at the jiggly wigglies, but hit this donation box right here because we trying to save the jiggly wigglies, and we don't want you touching the jiggly wigglies, okay, but look and foam at the mouth all you want. So what happened was the city of San Francisco, in its wisdom, I think Gavin Newsom was the mayor at that time. I'm not sure. Okay. They're going to write these women tickets for indecent exposure. But however, you will let a naked-ass man, ass-naked, walk down the public streets of San Francisco, ass-naked.
Right.
And if you go up there and disrespect that individual, the county of San Francisco is hitting you with a hate crime, man. So they are fairly fucked up in their mindset on that one right there. And then keep in mind another thing about San Francisco, your current vice president, Kamala Harris, who had an illicit affair with Mayor Willie Brown. You know what I mean?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and then keep in mind is that Kamala Harris,
Brown,
that
Willie Brown was having with every woman in San Francisco.
Well, you know, look at the man's accomplishments and what have you, man. It's just normal that women are attracted and want to get with men of power. Okay,
he was disgraced.
Oh, yeah. And then keep in mind is that when they murdered Mario Woods, the San Francisco Police Department, okay, where they put, what was it, 45 bullets in him, and he was only 5 feet seven, weighing 140 pounds, wringing wet, and they said that he pulled a knife. Now, I could see if they took out their nightsticks. I could see if they went up there and whooped his ass. But to put over 50 bullets in a man, just like the LAPD murdered Eula Love, man, that's overkill, man. That's overkill.
You know, it is overkill. It is overkill. But, you know, the law says that if a police officer feels threatened, he can use his weapon. I've seen reports that a guy was running away from an officer, and he shot him 12 times in the back, and the officer said, he was a threat to me. I mean, we can go on and on and on with that. You know what I mean? The guy was running away. Now, a police officer can argue. Well, you know, here's the other way. A police officer can argue, well, the guy was running away. He was a threat. I had to put him down because if he gets through that neighborhood, he could kill somebody. That's his argument. You know, we got a predator who's maybe raping children or robbing a bank or committed murder. I say, halt, stop, put your hands up. He's running away from me. Am I going to let a murderer go through the neighborhood because I'm not going to shoot him in the back? Hell no. I'm going to put him down so he's no danger to anybody else in the community. How you like that?
Okay. Well, if it's a child molester or a rapist, by all means, kick him off the planet. Okay, but however though, but if this dude is committing crimes, okay, are you familiar with Oscar Brown Jr., the singer in the late '50s, early '60s?
Right.
Okay, well, anyway, he had made a couple of songs, man, you know, about talking about committing crimes out of need, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. Okay, so, you know, so you're kind of like off in a gray area right there. But when I look at cases like what happened to Mr. Philando Castile, when I look at cases, what happened to Eula Love, okay?
Right.
When I look at the cases that happened like with Mike Grant Brown or with Will, and then the one with Walter Scott, oh, my God. Thank God they caught that case on videotape where the cop told him to run and the cop shot him in the back and he lied in the police reports, okay?
Sure.
But these guys are not being prosecuted the way that they should. And I advocate that any city, state, or whatever with this police officer bill of rights, tear it up, use it for toilet paper, throw it in the trash. Just because if you're supposed to be out there, and this coincides with your title here, now if you're supposed to be a law enforcement official and this person is going out there and puts their hands up and you go ahead and shoot them, or like what Philando Castile did, he's in the car, okay, he gets pulled over. And I saw the live feed when Diamond Reynolds did it, and I cannot believe what I had saw. Well, he had told the officer, well, hey, man, I have a license to carry under state law, okay? So he reached for it, and then that cop, Yanez, puts four bullets in him. Now, question. Why didn't Yanez say, okay, man, you have a CCW permit, you know, carry concealed weapon. Step out of the car. Okay, okay, I got to go. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he did try to, if I remember that case, didn't he try to flee? Didn't he try to leave the scene? Oh, you're gone. All right. Well, there you go. When he said he's good, he's gone, he's gone. I'm going to give him this. This is what I'm going to give him. This is a sound-off song. There he goes. That's right, baby.
Amen.
Thank you for coming on Brian and Hammer Jackson Show.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. All right. Melissa's here. Pat's
is
here.
She?
We got 5111s in
yeah,
the
I just came in. Yeah.
How you doing?
And I'm listening to your guest, which is interesting. I'm good, thanks.
Hey, good,
I just filled out some. Yeah, I just filled out some paperwork the other day, and it was for Oliver, right?
Yes.
And it asked his heritage, right? And it didn't. Oliver's father, as everybody knows, is Jamaican.
Right.
And his mother is white, and I'm white. But it only gave the option African American.
Right.
And I don't consider his father to be an African-American. So I didn't put anything.
Very good. And some people would say it's none of your fucking business. You know, you had another box, right?
I just didn't say anything. Yeah, there wasn't. There was no.
Wow.
No. I just left it blank.
Because do you consider Oliver, and I know he's Jamaican, but do you consider an African-American or do you consider him a Jamaican? Because Jamaicans don't consider themselves African-Americans.
I don't know. I just consider him. I don't think about it.
I know, but, you know, on the positive area, if you put, let's just say you put down African-American, okay? Let's just say that, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
On a positive, he can get scholarships, he can get grants, he can get a lot of benefits for being an African, and they're already talking about, what is it, reprehensions or whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
so,
I do.
Reparations.
Reprehensible.
I'm reprehensible,
behavior.
That's who I am.
You
so
are
let's
reprehensible.
Say Oliver wants to go to a University of Maine. Reprehensible. But if he goes to the University of Maine and they see he's African-American, he does get some benefits. He can get some.
I don't know, but you know, that's another component that came into my mind.
Yes.
That I ran
yes,
into Dad, and Dad had to pull out some ID, right? And Dad pulled out a green card, which are actually green.
Right.
Isn't that weird? I'd never seen one. It was green. Well, green, you know, and I was like, what kind of license is that?
and it wasn't a license. So he's not even an American.
That's right. His son is an American citizen. I think isn't Oliver American? He was born here.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I'm just
going
over it. And he was so does that make him automatically an American? Or did they cut that out? Because they used to say, if you're born here, you're a citizen. But then they changed that. I don't know if they changed that. Did they change
His mother is American. His mother is American.
I understand that. Yeah, you're right. His mother is an American. You're absolutely right. It's not like he's an anchor baby.
Yeah.
Remember they used to call him Anchor Baby? So his mother is an American. You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the benefits of putting down African-American is just on paper, so what? You know, the man should be proud. Oliver should be proud of his Jamaican heritage.
Could it hurt him?
No. How could it?
As statistically.
But how could it hurt him?
Statistically.
I don't know how it could hurt him. I'm still
The way he's acting right now, I'm ready to hurt him. Can you hear him?
You're going to shoot him. Put your hands up.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. No, I would never say that to him.
It's a joke. It's a joke. I'm joking.
Yeah, that's a poor joke.
I don't know. Let's just go this way. I don't know how that would
it was
hurt.
Reprehensible for him to say that.
It was reprehensible. But I don't know how it can hurt, but I see a lot of benefits of it. I don't know how it can hurt. The days of you're an African-American, you're not going to be hired, you're African-American, you can never move up because you're African-American. They're going to see who the boy is as soon as he walks in the door. And so it's like they're not going to say, you're an African-American, we're going to hire you. But if you were Jamaican, then we would give you management position. I don't think that's going to happen. But I don't know. It's up to you. It is up to you, kiddo. I just think it could help.
Oh.
That's just in my opinion. I would talk to Mike. Mike is really good at this. I would talk to Mike. Say, because that's a good question. Will it hurt or will it help? In my opinion, I think it would help. What did you think of that guest account? I mean, sometimes, you know, you never know what you're gonna see or hear on the show. He seemed like a nice guy, right?
Yeah.
He seemed like a nice guy.
Oh, did he leave?
Yeah, he left.
Uh-oh.
He left.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the reason I don't, you know, is when you go on, and it doesn't mean that he's gone. When people leave, I'm going to tell you what people do, especially if you're a blog talker. You'll stay on a little bit and listen to the show after you leave to say, okay, what are these motherfuckers going to do?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's very rare that somebody leaves and say, I'm out of here. I'm going to go shopping. They'll leave the show, but they're still listening. What are they going to talk about my ass about, you know?
Yeah.
So, if you have a message for him, I guarantee you he's still
there. I don't have any message. No. No.
Okay. I just want to make this one thing. Of course, let me see here. How much time I have? 4 minutes. I just want to say this. There are some sons of bitches in the world. Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, that scumbag. He's claiming bankruptcy.
Exactly.
I told you he didn't want to pay. I told you.
He is claiming bankruptcy, so he doesn't have to pay.
He wasn't going
to
pay.
Right.
Oliver, stop. Oh, my God.
But I don't know if that bankruptcy that he's claiming, and I know he's going to be hiding shit, too. You know he's going to be hiding shit.
Of course.
But people are smart. People are smart. You're not going to get away with it, Rudy. They're going to still come after you. They're going to garnish your wages. You're going to have to sell your house. You lost the civil thing. You're going to have to do – you may file for bankruptcy, but if you own any property, you're going to have to sell those motherfuckers. That's it. You're not going to be on a – there's two bankruptcies. Isn't it Chapter 11 and Chapter 9? I think it's Chapter 9 and 11. Not quite sure because I'm reprehensible. Anyway, yeah, that's the son of a bitch. He's going to file for bankruptcy. Pat, I know you haven't talked to Melissa in a long time, and you're asked about her. What would you like to talk to Melissa about? Or say hello to Melissa.
Sure. Ask me anything.
I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too.
I just missed you.
How are you feeling?
You know.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good. I'm recovering
from
the surgery fairly well.
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
excellent.
Pat gives.
You sound good.
The breaking news is
Patricia
gives King private readings.
Oh, she just meant in not to air his business.
Sure, she did. Did you hear her voice?
Yes, I did.
Oh, David, I'll give you a private
reading. Never, you know, Brian, let me give you a hint, Pat. Brian is one of the most jealous-ass people ever.
Damn right.
I know.
I am a diva. You belong to
it's
me.
It's bugging him.
Yes. You even though I love King, I love King. You belong to me,
King.
Woman.
See?
I love King, though.
See?
I do.
Yep.
Private
reading.
I'll read
really?
You out in public. Yeah, can you imagine? And then she kind of licked her lips like.
You're crazy. You are crazy.
You know, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
Yes.
If you'd asked me, I would have done one for you. Like, I can call
you. Oh, he
you
wants
privately.
One, Pat. He wants one.
Oh, I know he does.
He does.
I'm just too proud
for you, Melissa.
I know you would. I know you would. I haven't been in the space to really, like, I don't know, do anything like that.
Yeah.
Which, it's good. All good. Brian can do his dirty sexual, what do you call those readings he was
dirty
doing.
Dirty sexual? How dare you?
Those, what were those things you were doing? I can't remember.
I know.
And we
you
would just let you do it.
Eat.
Okay.
But I refuse to let you go. I can bet.
What are you
going to
have for Thanksgiving dinner? What are you going to have? I mean, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner.
You know, what I'm saying
I think
is
I'm
that,
having
you know,
hot dogs
I know, I do. I'm glad.
Are you?
I hot dogs for Christmas?
I have no idea. I don't think
you're gonna,
we're doing
dinner.
So you
love to get that wiener for Christmas, right? That's what you're asking for.
No, I just had no other thoughts on what I'm having. I'm certainly not cooking a turkey.
I know. Mm. I'm having, you know what I'm having? We had a choice between pot roast or ham. And I think I'm going to have ham. I think I'm going to have ham. Before we leave, I want to say.
Oh, the roast sounds good.
It does, doesn't it? The pot roast. And it's pot roast. Anything that has pot in it, Pat, you're down. Oh, pot roast. I can smoke that turkey. Ooh, baby. I can smoke that meat. I want to say thank you, Laverne, before we go, wherever you are. Oh. Big kiss. Mwah. Thank you, lovely Melissa, for coming on the show. Beautiful, Melissa.
Sure.
Thank you, big old Oliver. Thank you, Mr. Fred, the cat, and Pat. I just wanted to say that.
He was loud today. He was loud.
I know. I was just thinking, I was saying, God, Pat's pussy is very loud today.
Oof. Come on. Come on. It's Christmas. Stop.
Hey, Melissa, I'm hanging a mistletoe in the studio.
Tear it down.
I'm going to burn that bitch.
So, Melissa, if you want a Christmas reading, just message me.
Who, me?
Okay. No, not you.
Oh, really?
Oh, the same for Brian. Come on.
Yeah, right.
I'm
always the afterbirth. Yeah, you throw me out with the dishwasher.
No.
Well, this is the first time I've been on the air for a while. Today is what, Wednesday or Thursday? Help me out, folks. It's Thursday. I will not be on tomorrow because I'll be on the road heading to Arizona. I'll be on going to Arizona. I will be back. I will not be on Friday because I will be in Arizona. Oh, that's me going to Arizona. So I will not be on Saturday or Sunday, of course, and the holidays are coming. So I want to wish everybody, because I will be back Christmas Day, I want to wish everybody the biggest Christmas. I'll try to put together my Christmas thing, and hopefully you guys will hit a link, and you can watch my Christmas show on. I'll get it up later on this afternoon. I'll send all of you the link so you can listen to it, and I hope you enjoy it. I will see you Christmas Day is Monday, so I will see you the day after Christmas. What is the Day of the Dead? Is the dawn? What's the day after Christmas?
Boxing
is the dawn of the dead? I'm sorry?
It's Boxing Day in Canada. That's something like your Black Friday.
Oh, is it really? I thought it was something like Dawn of
Christmas.
The Dead or Awaken the Dead or something, the Festival of the Dead. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I will see you guys.
That's a different season.
Yeah. You know, one of the Christmas songs that I was going to play was Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. And I played it every year. But I can't play it this year. You know why? Because in the middle of the song is the kid, Calmine or whatever his name is. He says, Jew, you stupid Jew. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, really? Now I can't even play that song because of that? You guys remember it?
Yep.
I mean, so now I can't play it because it sounds so, racist now, anti-Jewish now. If you listen to it, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
So now, with
the temperature the way it is right now, I don't know. Listen.
Okay, you're my little brother, so I have to show you how to celebrate Hanukkah. This is called a dreidel. You spin it and see where it lands, and you sing this song. I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 with dreidel I shall play.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, hey, Carmen, we're playing dreidel. You want to try?
Yeah. Here's a little dreidel that's not in made of clay, but I'm not gonna play with it, cause dreidel's freaking gay.
Hey, shut your mouth, fat ass.
Jews, play stupid gay. Jews, that's why they're
little dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Jews,
I made you out of clay.
Play stupid gay.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Jews,
with dreidel I shall play.
That's why they're
gay.
What's going on?
Oh, it's that Hanukkah thing.
It's too amazing. Spin this thing on the ground and it goes round and round. I could watch it all day.
Let me try.
I'll try to make it spin. It fell. I'll try again.
Oh, dreidel,
I'll
dreidel,
try
dreidel.
To
I made you out of clay.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
I'll try
again.
That's why I can't play it, because there's a part in it that says Jews play stupid games. Jews, that's why they're lame. So now I can't, you know, even play a Christmas song because the temperature is so crazy. You know what I mean? It's just getting too crazy out there. Let's see. I talked to you about the DACA people. Trump went crazy. We don't have time to play that. Trump's doing Hitler stuff. Who cares? He's trying to make the headline. I wanted to talk about the Colorado judges. In Colorado, excuse me, hang in or don't hang up. In Colorado, Trump is not going to be appearing on a primary ballot. They're taking him off the ballot because they said that he did insurrection. It went to the Supreme Court. We're waiting on that ruling. But as of now, Trump cannot be on a Colorado ballot. Well, you know, that's making some people upset. And the judges are under death threats, and here's some of the stuff they're saying. They're saying to them, now remember, it's the law, but they're saying, it was a death threat. Where have the doc? Oh, well, I had it, and now it's gone. Sorry, but they call them the motherfuckers, and, oh, here it is. These are some of the people who are threatening the judges in Colorado. This ends when we kill these fuckers. These are people sending death threats to the Colorado Supreme Court people because they're saying Trump did an insurrection and therefore he does not qualify to be on a primary ballot. So they removed him. These people were upset. And they're saying this ends when we kill the fuckers. These are people in the United States saying this to the Supreme Court judges. And death threats or disqualifying, it says Colorado Supreme Court, justices are given death threats after disqualifying Trump from the ballot. Judges are targets with warnings about being beheaded and shot. There you go. Welcome to the United States of America. So now they're going to behead the judges. They're going to want to shoot them, and they're saying to kill their babies and throw them in the trash cans. These are the threats that the death threats they're getting because Donald Trump was being removed by having insurrection in a primary. Can you believe that? It says here, behead the judges. That's what they're saying. And these are women saying that. They got hate-filled messages hit the judges. Among them were outright death threats with addresses of personal details being widely shared. They're sharing their address, their phone numbers. There's jokes are being said. What do you call seven justices from Colorado Supreme Court? And they go, the answer is you call them at the bottom of the ocean. There you go. Whatever happened to you can't threaten people and you get put in jail? Whatever happened to that? We're just going nuts. One guy said, kill the judges, behead the judges, roundhouse kick a judge into the concrete, one said. Another read, slam dunk a judge's baby into the trash can. These are some of the comments that are going after the judges. Welcome to the United States
that?
Of America. These are people threatening
the
judges
of
color.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Did you read it? Did you read it?
No, I heard you. No, I didn't hear. I didn't read it.
Again, the Colorado judges, the state Supreme Court said that Donald Trump committed insurrections.
Yeah,
therefore,
yeah.
He is not qualified to run as president. So they're going to take him off the ballot. And when they found out about it, those when the death threats started to happen.
Well, do you
there
remember
you
all these Trump people that they said, oh, we need to put the power back in each state's hands? I guess be
right.
Careful what you wish for, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm, you know, if I was from Britain and everything, I wouldn't visit the United States. After hearing them promote Trump and hearing his bullshit, how is this going to play in Europe, man? How is this playing in England? How is this playing in France? How is this playing in Greece? And our allies are seeing this. And Trump comes on kissing ass saying, I love Putin and I love Kim Jong-un. He misses me and I hate Ukraine. I mean, just giving love to these tyrants and communists. You know what I mean? If I was there, they wouldn't have done this. I just want somebody. I almost said it, but I can't. I'm going to try to wheel it to people's thoughts, okay? Then they know what I'm saying, okay? Let me wheel it to Melissa's head, and let me wheel it to Pat, both the people who are spiritual. I was somebody to Donald Trump. See, right now he's not the president. He's just a regular citizen. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I know that I don't know who my voice is reaching out to, they may have a problem. You're right, Brian. You're right. Let me call Big Bubba. Let me call Big Bubba and Dandy Dave, and let's drive to the Capitol. Yeehaw! Let's run them up. You know, I don't know what my voice is going to do, but he said, oh, I wish somebody puts him in hospice. And that's all I wish. That, you know, there'll be no love lost if Donald Trump came down with some fatal disease. No love lost. I'm rooting for the disease.
Yeah.
That's going to be your first time. I wear the T-shirt. Go disease. But yet he can say this shit like Hitler. He can say this shit about they're thinning our bloodline. He can say all this hateful speeches about kill this person, go after this, people fight like hell. People are getting death threats and everything. But I cannot say I hope somebody knocked the shit out of Trump. I wish I could say it, but I can't say I hope somebody knocks the shit out of Trump. I can't say that. I cannot say I hope somebody knocks the shit out of Donald Trump. I cannot say that. Oh, Dredo. I know. Shh. Patricia. Shh. That's it for our show. Thank you so
you
much.
You just did. You said it.
I know.
You said it.
Shh. I said what? What did I say?
I won't repeat it.
Oliver.
Oliver. I know, Oliver.
I can see him now.
He's watching one of his crazy cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. I cannot say.
He will be
one month
exactly after Christmas.
That's when he, huh?
That January 25th, he'll be five.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. 5 years old. He's an old man.
About 10 years from now, he's going to remember. I remember sitting with Grandma, and she listened to this stupid radio show on the internet. And I remember that. And I don't remember the guy on there, but he was obnoxious. I remember Grandma used to do that. I remember when I was on there, and she would be feeding me sandwiches, or she make soup for me, or whatever, and we would listen to this stupid guy on the radio. And he would think that's the greatest time ever.
Eggnog is the new thing. Eggnog.
I love eggnog.
He loves eggnog. I don't like it.
I love it.
I don't like it.
It's not the holidays without a little noggy. And it's only here for a couple of months, and then they take it off the shelf here in California.
Yeah, I know, and he's going to be sad.
There's a reason for that, Brian. It makes people fat really fast.
It makes people fat really fast.
He needs it.
Yep.
Oh, ow.
Mm-hmm. He's a little tiny guy. He can use it.
He can use it. We don't want him to grow up a nog, but it is good. He's probably been
drinking a gallon a week.
You know what it reminds me of, Melissa? It reminds me of a milkshake. That's what he says.
His melted ice cream. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
all the stuff.
Well, everybody. Yeah. Well, hop along, Brian. Have to get on that trail.
That was good. It was interesting. Yeah.
Was it a good show?
From what I heard, it was interesting. I told you I had a Zoom meeting earlier.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I texted you that. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Did you hear King when he came on and his kids started singing?
I heard King and the kids. Yeah. Merry Christmas to King and the kids. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. They sound cute. They're growing up, aren't they?
They are growing up. And they love my Christmas album. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Roasting on an open fire.
Jack
I heard him nipping
at your
toes. Hey, what?
Me and Melissa going on tour.
He's so gross.
Reprehensible. Reprehensible. That kid is reprehensible.
Really are. For sure.
What did he do?
Nothing.
All right. He didn't do
anything.
Did he fart?
Nothing, that's why. Oh, no. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, you
have
know,
some
it's
class,
like...
for God's sake.
What?
What are you saying that to?
You don't talk about farts, bowel movements, pee.
You animal. I know. I'm so class, you animal.
He's just gone over there. He's gone crazy.
I know. He's going nuts. Those were good times with my grandma.
Yeah, they were.
Roasting on an open fire. Come on, Melissa. Mm. Come on. You know the second. Come on. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
And
oh,
you know
it's
never that cold on Christmas that you ever say that?
What is?
You know, it's weird.
Is it snowing where you are? Because what in the hell is happening?
Absolutely not. Pat, are you getting snow?
Right? Are you getting snow, Patricia?
No.
I'm looking at football, in Green Bay, Wisconsin, it's not even snowing, and they should be like 10 feet under.
It's cold
right
today.
Now.
It's 32, so it's cold.
That's like Indian summer to you guys.
Lately.
Yeah.
Huh?
We've been having 43.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes. Crazy. Yeah. But I think you've got something coming. From what I read today.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we solve the problem? Did we solve the puzzle? What does Brian and Santa have in common?
God.
Come on. Did we solve it?
They both come once a year. They both come once a year.
Oh, my God, no. Could you please?
Wait for it, Pat. There, wait for it, Pat.
He kept asking me today, tell me you love me. And I said, no.
Tell me you love me in a million years.
He's so weird. It's so weird.
That's because that's my charm. You never know what's going to hit you. You never know what you're going to get.
You never know, right?
You never know. He will surprise you.
Nick's not.
He is reprehensible. I'm going to have a song. Reprehensible. That's what you are.
Yeah. That's a good song for you. Reprehensible.
You're reprehensible.
Yeah. I can't believe Christmas is coming this quickly.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I haven't even
we're already
got
at
ready
the
20.
We got 4 days.
Don't
we got 4 days left. Okay, so what's on the fourth day? Anybody? Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Fourth day. What is it?
I don't know.
What is it?
Oh.
Fourth day.
I have no idea.
Four maids a milking. I don't know. That's
there
six?
You go. You're right. The fifth day is a part. What's the fifth day? Five golden rings.
Ten rings.
Is
four
turtle doves?
Birds.
Four
calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Very good.
Who wants all those birds for Christmas? My God, that would be work.
I know.
I know. You're right. Four calling birds, two turtle doves, and a partridge. I never thought about it. It's a lot of birds. Where do they live?
It's a lot of birds.
That's a lot of birds. Wow.
Don't do that.
I was wondering about that. I
never thought about that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Then there's the maids of milking.
Seven maids of milking? See, I thought they were lactating.
So.
I thought they were when I heard that though, they were lactating the breast of the breast milk. Seven maids of milking.
Jesus,
I thought they were. That's what I thought. Because they're
at the
they're
age
milking.
Of 5, you're thinking this?
No, not at 5. I waited till I was 8.
Yeah, I couldn't figure.
What's
Jack
eight?
Frost
what's eight?
Nipping
eight?
At your nose.
What's on the 8th day of Christmas? Go. Yeah.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
It wasn't turkeys. No.
Yeah, it
no.
does. It's
no
a turkey.
Idea.
Everybody knows.
I haven't
a
sang
turkey.
That song in about 25 years or more.
A turkey and some mistletoe.
No, it was
help
not.
To
it's
make...
not part of the song. Stop
yes,
that. It's not part of the
I,
song.
I promise
no.
it is. I
Stop.
I promise it is.
Stop that.
He says turkey and some mistletoe.
There's no turkeys in that song.
I swear
there
is
no
turkey.
Turkeys, Brian.
Yes, there
oh,
is.
Come
Wait
on.
A minute.
No,
no,
no.
No,
no,
no. I'm going to prove you guys
Brian,
have little faith in me. No, no, listen to it. Listen to it. Listen to a turkey
okay.
and a mistletoe. Here we go. Listen. Listen.
Okay.
Listen to it. You guys have no faith in me. It's like, Here we go. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Listen to it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is not the song.
No.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Nat King Cole.
Yuletide carols.
Get down.
Being sung by choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows. A turkey and some mistletoe.
Excuse me.
That is not the song we're talking about.
It is. It is the song. Is that
no.
called the chestnut?
No,
it's
we were talking about the 12 days of Christmas. No.
Oh,
no.
Well, there's no turkey in that song.
There's no turkey in that. On Nat King Cole, yeah.
No. Yeah. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three.
Oh, my God, Pat.
Pat. I have not,
how
my,
much more
my
can
age.
I do in a day? How much
attention
more?
Attention deficit.
How many problems do I need to solve today?
Hello.
Yeah. No. No more.
Five golden rings.
Oh, my God.
Four turtle doves.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
It's like, by the time she's at the end of it, it's like, I'm tired of you guys. And
I'm so tired of this all.
I'm tired of you. F off. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays, bitch.
Happy holidays. Hey,
it's
I got to give this
nice.
To Pat.
Yeah.
It is. Nice. Hey, you guys, I'm not going to be around for Christmas, but I do want to wish
we know.
Everybody a happy holiday.
He'll be around nagging everybody. Don't worry, Patty. He'll be around.
No, I'm
he
not
going
to get back in town until I'm not going to be back in town until Christmas Day.
Yeah. I told you.
Yeah.
He'll be nagging everybody Christmas. Merry Christmas. Mm. Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me in a million. Hey, Pat, tell me you love me. Come on. Say it
do
proud.
It, Pat.
Okay, I love you, Brian.
There you go.
You, Pat. Thank you, Pat. Melissa, tell me you love me.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Welcome back.
I don't throw that shit around lately.
I know you don't. Welcome back, Melissa. Welcome back,
welcome
Brian. You're on
back.
The air.
Your dreams were your
I'm on the air after 3 days.
Welcome back.
You tell me you love me, Melissa.
Oh, my God. I love you. Bye.
I got it
I
out
love
of her.
You. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. Here's a restraining order. Get away,
you
bastard.
Son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. I hope you die. Happy holidays.
Happy
bye,
holidays,
you guys.
Happy holidays.
Bye. Bye.